Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, shalom, Havarim, shalom, brothers and sisters. Let's get right into it here on the Ministry Mondays mission. There's a mission. You know, the first day of the week is Sunday, is the first day. And here we're at the second day of the new Shavuot. We have another Torah reading and feeding. Sabbatical study number 38, Korah. Do you know about Korah? What about the sons of Korah? If you study the Psalms of Sinai, you've come across the sons of Korah. Now we're going to speak about their father, the patriarch, and this continuing rebellion here in the wilderness and the wilderness while they're going from Mitzrayim, trotting the promised land. Going to pick up on that a little bit more right here for the second day of the Shavuot right here. Let's take care of the business here. It's from the Liturgy of His Majesty right here.
Andenya. Kasenyo iskaarb baluta kenoch zawater yemibal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Gidda gadaochish lepazion in kwe etagetunacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
My God, it's full of stars.
My God, it's full of stars, full of stars, full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
And you hear the standing psalm, the evening psalm here for the second day of the sabbatical, of the strong, of the Shavuot of the week. Here we have Psalm 48. Here, evening psalm.
Rastafari. Africa is a must. So no matter person or cause, you have to jump on this your boat. Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Umehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kodesho. Yefe Nof Mesosh Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yarkete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כת וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Second day, Psalm 48, we had the English right there. Also, we had the Hebrew. Let's ride up for a little bit of the Amharic from the King of Kings Bible right here, 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 here for the podcast.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Memegashme, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Here this Royal Amharic.
Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this about Zion born, right?
Right.
Do it.
Mazmur Arbasavat Bekanev Arbasin. Bahulatanya Sambat Yakorel Jochiam Sidana Mazmur. Agyav here till Likano. በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው። በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው። እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉሥ ከተማ ነው። እግዚአብሔር በአዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል። እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል። እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ ደነገጡ ታወቁ መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ ጽዮንን ክበቧት በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ አዳራሿን አስቡ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል
Psalm 48
Mizmor Menhet Shir Mizmor Livne Kora
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God in the mountain of his holiness Beautiful for situation the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north the city of the great king God is known in her palaces for a refuge For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever. Guide forever. Guide.
Yes, take note. That psalm right there, Monday, second day evening psalm, as the ancient psalms that were chanted in the temple, even in Jerusalem. So we have Psalm 48, the evening psalm. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 108. But here we're at the 38th degree of this sabbatical study right here, and we have Shabbat Korah, Sabbath Korah, Senbet Korah. So we have the sons of Korah mention the superscription even of the evening psalm, Psalm 48. So we want to pick up with a little bit more right here, as well as review. In fact, we're trying to get this as a meme right here, that if you're Rasta, right, just in a, this is the milk of the word. If you're Rasta and say repatriation a must, then you need to study this here book of Numbers, you know, with I and the Hebrew and Amharic, for real. So we're going to like to review, but also moving forward here at the second day of this 38th sabbatical study, Shabuah, for this Shabbat Korah. Here.
Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed.
Go he ain't here for this 38 degree, this Korah, this sabbatical. We call this crazy bald head sabbatical right here. Especially from the last two sabbaticals, you can see from the complaining and grumbling, the spies that told lies, you know, and the outnumbering of the two, right? The faithful, you could say, you know, pioneer settlers, speaking about Joshua and Caleb. And it just continues here in the wilderness, the wilderness to go on. So right here, double Y.
Yeah, we're gonna quit them. Them gonna be lazy like crazy. My heart is going crazy.
Chase those crazy bullets out of town.
That's you.
We're gonna chase those crazy bullets out of town.
Chapter 16. Now Korah the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men, and they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, Ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord? And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. And he spake unto Korah and unto all his company, saying, Even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his, and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him. Even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do, take you censers, Korah and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord doth choose, he shall be holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, Hear I pray you, ye sons of Levi, seemeth it but a small thing unto you, that the God of Israel hath separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them? And he hath brought thee near to him, and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee. And seek ye the priesthood also? For which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord? And what is Aaron that ye murmur against him? Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, We will not come up. Is it a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of a land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except thou make thyself altogether a prince over us? Moreover, thou hast not brought us into a land that floweth with milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Wilt thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. Moses was very wroth and said unto the Lord, Respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. And Moses said unto Korah, Be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou and they, and Aaron, tomorrow. And take every man his censer, and put incense in them, and bring ye before the Lord every man his censer, 250 censers, thou also, and Aaron, each of you his censer. And they took every man his censer, and put fire in them, and laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation? And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the congregation, saying, Get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him.
Yeah.
And he spake unto the congregation, saying, Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. They got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram on every side. Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moses said, Hereby ye shall know that the Lord hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of mine own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them. For they said, Lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning, and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed. The censers of these sinners against their own souls, let them make them broad plates for a covering of the altar. For they offered them before the Lord, therefore they are hallowed, and they shall be a sign unto the children of Israel. And Eleazar the priest took the brazen censers wherewith they that were burnt had offered, and they were made broad plates for a covering of the altar, to be a memorial unto the children of Israel, that no stranger which is not of the seed of Aaron come near to offer incense before the Lord, that he be not as Korah and as his company, as the Lord said to him by the hand of Moses. But on the morrow, all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, Ye have killed the people of the Lord. And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered, and the glory of the Lord appeared. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. And Moses said unto Aaron, Take a censer, and put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly unto the congregation, and make an atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from the Lord, the plague is begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation, and behold, the plague was begun among the people. And he put on incense, and made an atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the plague was stayed, 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 plague was
stayed. And the plague was stayed. Chant. We see here. In the wilderness wanderings, even as the wanderings in the wilderness of this north country, the wilderness wanderings that the children of Israel are going at this point from bad to worse. I can almost just zoom in this Torah, these three Torah readings and feeding and superimpose it over the last couple of decades here in this north country. And we get the psychological profile of the once lost, now found, Beta Yisrael, right here. So here we have the 38th degree, the sabbatical study known as Korah, right? Korah, right? Many of the Psalms have a superscription that have for the sons of Korah. Now the sons of Korah, they didn't die when their patriarch had a rebellion, basically a coup. It's a coup against Jah's appointed, the rightful leadership of Jah people. So we speak about repatriation. nor Shashamani, or even the Ethiopian War Federation. We need to consider the glory of His Majesty here, as Kamala Harris says, for my part, I glory in the Bible. Right? And we should know the truth for ourselves. So come, come, come. And we study this right here. We have Numbers chapter 16. That was chapter 16 right there with the dub, crazy ball head. Numbers chapter 16, verse 1 to Numbers chapter 18, verse 32. So what do we have here, here, here? In the previous sabbatical, the previous Shavua, the previous strong 7 days, we had the Torah reading and feeding known as Shalach. Full of full, Shalach Lekha, send for yourself. This told the tragic story about the sin, the forfeiture, the uckery of the 10 spies, the 10 scouts, representing 10 of the tribes of Israel, and the divine decree that the generation of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, that was rescued, Mitzrayim, from Egypt, or Kemet, if you please, they were sentenced to die while in the exile of the Bamidbar. In the Hebrew, the fourth book of Moses is known as Bamidbar. That means in the wilderness, in the desert. Now here, in this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Korah, for Sabbath Korah, the hard truth, the reality of their condition, their situation is beginning to sink in. And Ha'am and the people, Jah people, they begin to bemoan their fate, the consequences of their actions. And they rebel even further, right? Do you think there'd be a repentance for this further rebellion? By attempting now to overthrow Jehovah's designated, appointed, right, and anointed leadership, and to return to Kemet, to return to Mitzrayim, to return to Egypt. Now, this rebellion was instigated, right, and organized, get this here, by Moshe's cousin, Korach. Right, as it is written, this here rebellion wasn't instigated by somebody that's outside of, you could say, the leadership, but actually within the leadership, the rebellion was instigated and organized by Moshe's cousin Korach, who, along with a band of co-conspirators, confederationists, was swiftly judged and put to death, thereby vindicating the Aaronic priesthood and Moshe's leadership of the Beta Israel, the Beit Yisrael, of Kol Yisrael, of all Israel. Now, who is Korach? All right, to go from the basic phi cycle, the earthly, the natural type, then we get into the metaphysical of Korach and why we connect Korach, right, in the metaphysical sense with the crazy ball head. Not on the natural sense, but the metaphysical sense. Right now, Korach was the cousin of Moshe, of Moses, and he was a well-respected or a respected Kohathite, who was honored. He had the honor here, right, to be one of the carriers of the Holy Ark. Now, get this rebellion right here. We have Korach, right? He was the cousin of Moshe, and he was well-respected Kohathite, who was honored. He had the honor. You see, he had the honor to be one of the carriers of the Holy Ark, the Ark of the Covenant. He also was a renowned, right, as a wealthy man. He was a wealthy man. He was a man of influence, right? He's an influential Israelite. And he had an honored position, right, within the camp. And that honored position was to be one of the carriers of, we could say, the Holy of Holies, the Holy Ark of the Covenant. He was a Nasi. You know what a Nasi in Hebrew, a Nasi? Nasi is a prince. He was a prince of Ha'am, a prince of the people. Now, despite all of that privilege, we talk about privilege, right? Despite all of that privilege, right? He really had Levitical privilege. But despite and in spite of that, however, Korach, rationalized, or he must have, based on what we have here, what is written here, he rationalized that he, not only he, but that he should be the head, the rosh, Not just a, he's a prince, he's a Nasi, a prince, but now he should be the chief, he should be the head, he should be the Rosh, he should be the Ras of the Kohati Mispacha, of the Kohatite clan, dead of his cousin, El Zafan, instead of El Zafan, who was his cousin. He was the head. But now Korah, he rationalized that he should be the head of the Kohatite clan instead of his cousin, El Zafan. Why? Well, since he was the firstborn, right, of Kohath's second son, whereas El Zafan was not even a firstborn son. This was his rationalization. Indeed, because he felt slighted. He felt slighted by Moshe's choice. Korah, his cousin, even went further. He went even further, and he brazenly, right, questioned whether the office of the Kohen Gadol, of the high priest, the Lika Kahinat, the Kohen Gadol, if that should not have been given to him rather than Aharon, rather than Aaron. Now, Korah's, his co-conspirators, his confederationists, his co-conspirators, they were two brothers that was named Datan and Abiram. They was from the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Reuben. Yisrael, Israel's firstborn son. Now together, they put together a force of 250 men to confront Moshe. Now remember we said in the previous Torah reading and feeding for Shelach Lecha, right, how that was a bad exercise of democracy. You see, it's a common denominator. If you're a common denominator of righteous people, then you would have a good democracy. But here, right, they already made a bad choice the first time that ended up, you know, with this year for a day, this 40 years. And now we have now Korah, right? Korah going further than that and brazenly questioning whether the office, right, that anointed office, that Messiah, we could say a Christ-like, the Messiah office of the Kohen, the priest, Gadol, the big priest, the Lika Kahinat, should not have been given to him rather than to Aharon. So what he did, he got co-conspirators, two brothers, Datan and Abiram. They were of the tribe of Reuben. So Korah is the tribe of Levi. Remember that Korah, he was already a well-respected man. He was an honored man. He was one of those who had the honor of carrying the Holy of Holies. He was a prince and all of that, right? But he got in his feelings here. And so together, he put together a force of 250 men to do what? To confront Moses and to openly challenge his exclusive claim to leadership. And what did he say? What did Korah say? Now, remember that even when we say Bamidbar, the desert, Bamidbar in the desert, Bamidbar in a desert, Bamidbar in the desert, right? Even when we look at this right here, here's what's so very interesting, that the word Midbar, if we do the Hebrew etymology, it comes from Dabar, right? Dabar means words. So in one sense of interpretation, Midbar has to do with like also how one's ordered their words, whether words are ordered right, word, sound, and power, whether it's right, righteous, or whether it's ratchet. So let's hear the words that Korah, right, according to the translation, used. He said to Moshe, he says, "You have gone too far, for all the congregation is Kedoshim. All the congregation is set apart ones, is holy, is Kedoshim. Every one of them. And Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. Jehovah is among them. Lamazah, why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly, the congregation?" You say the church, even in the wilderness of Jehovah. So he said to Moshe that you've gone too far. Moses, you've gone too far. You know, I'm sure when he was like 250 men deep. You know, a lot of people look at that. They look at numbers, right? So let's look at numbers here in the book of Numbers. So if you were to look at this scene and you see Moshe with Aharon on one side, and then you look over here and you see Korah right? And you hear his claims and his argument, and then he's backed by 250 men. You're going to say, well, they are the real Israelites right there. Cause look at the numbers. Now, in response to this challenge, Moses, he proposed that, well, Korah and his followers, why don't y'all bring your fire pans, right? The censers and your fire pans, and let's offer some eishens. Offer eishens at the tabernacle. And by doing this, this will determine whether they were indeed worthy to function as Kohanim. So basically what they're saying is that, well, Aaron and his two sons, that's not enough, you know. We all are holy. All the congregation here is holy. So Moshe said, all right. So here's what you do. You and your followers bring your fire pans and offer eishens at the tabernacle, incense, the eishens, right, to determine. So here we have the determination based on eishens. Very, very interesting. Rastafari. Come, make us reason on this. Do we have any likeness of this even among I and I? So Moshe proposed that Korah and his followers bring their fire pans, their censers, to offer eishens at the tabernacle to determine whether, you know, what they're saying really indeed is worthy, and they are worthy to function as Kohanim. Now, the following morning in the dawning, when Korah and his 250 followers, they assemble themselves at the gate of the tabernacle, right, to offer incense, offer the eishens. Ha'elohim, ha'elohim, Elohim, he threatened to destroy them all instantly. So Hashem, when he saw them, the 250 of y'all, he threatened to destroy them. Moses now, check out Moses here. Now, Moses just in the previous Torah, you know, reading and feeding for Shelah, right? He goes to plea bargain for the children of Israel, right? You know, and he was successful in not getting them instant destruction, right? But actually, you know, having their sentence be like exile in the wilderness. Instead of an instant death penalty, they get exile for 40 years, right? And we know what happened there. And now we have this following right behind it. And now after they assemble the next morning, right, John said, you know, I'm going to destroy them all like one time. Moses then, he begs John not to destroy all the people. But he says, only the rebels. So Moses this time is not, you know, doing as he did last time. But, you know, he's kind of... you know, like it's like, remember what it says in one of the Torah reading and feeding, I think for one of the Psalms, it says, the Midrash, the study, it says, beware lest the advocate turn accuser. Remember the previous Torah reading and feeding, Moshe, he was their advocate, right? Even quoting the Shalosh Esrei Midot HaRechamim, you know, the 13 attributes of mercy that was revealed in Exodus chapter 13 of Yahweh, of Yahuwah, of Hashem, of the name, of He who be who He be, right? And Moses wisely chose certain attributes, you know, like a attorney, right? He know what the law is, but he's not going to bring everything out of the law, but he's going to choose certain things, right, in the law, right, in order to get his client, you know, off on the charges or reduce or mitigated charges. But here Moshe, he begs John not to destroy Kol Ha'am, not all of the people, not all, but only the rebels. He then warns the congregation, to stand clear of the dwellings, the tents, the dwellings of Korah, Datan, and Abiram. So Talmudim, fellow disciples, take note of these names. Check out the metaphysics of these names, right? Korah, what does Korah mean? The basic, what's the milk of it? What does Korah mean? What does the name Datan mean in the Hebrew? What is the name Abiram, right? Now the earth then opened up, or as the scripts say in the Hebrew, the earth, she opened her mouth and swallowed them alive. And a fire consumed the 250 men, the 250 men who illegally and illegitimately, right, offered the eishens, right? So it wasn't like, you know, saying that, well, you know, marijuana is holy and everybody needs to be smoking it. You can't, you always, what's wrong with that right there? And I know all the ones don't say this because, you know, they're not being illuminated by the light of His Majesty's word as of yet, right? But if you look at the word right here, it's the same thing that Carter was saying. Carter was saying, well, you know, like the Aishans is holy, right? So everybody can be burning the Aishans. But John did not agree with that. In fact, because what John actually threatened to destroy them, that was actually proven what Moshe, you know, and Moshe said, all right, here's what you do. Next day, come forward and burn your Aishans, and then we'll see who's worthy, right? But then what did Korah say furthermore? Korah said furthermore, well, you know, all the people are holy. Wait, I thought, right, that the priests are the set apart ones, and then he says to Israel to be Kedoshim. Right, but that's like a, you know, that is like a work in progress right there. But those who are set apart specifically to be Kedoshim were the priests, the Kohanim. And note that what they were seeking to do in burning the Aishans was to kind of step away from their already duly, right? So through Korah, at least, Korah was one of those who had the right and the privilege to carry the ark. He had access, right, especially in travel, right, be one of the bearers of the holy ark of the covenant. So you see how ones-and-ones will use their proximity and position sometimes, and, you know, with ones-and-ones who might not really know, it might convince and persuade them. That's why John said to the people, well, stand clear of the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Now, this part about the earth opening up her mouth, it's interesting because there's another level when we get to more of the, not the milk, we're just dealing with the milk of the word right here. We get more into the so-called proverbial meat of the word or the solid food of the word, right? And we look at even the metaphysical and even the Hebrew mythos. This is their descent into the underworld. It's a very interesting reasonment that's brought out, right, from the study of the Hebrew scriptures. Once we get past the first precepts and the first principles and the basic milk of the word. So just going over this here so we can have a basic understanding. So when we say Shabbat Korah, oh, yeah, that's that Sabbath where, you know, when the ark carrier, one of the ark carriers who had all that privilege, you know what I mean, he basically was trying to rebel, right? His aborted rebellion. It's like a coup. This is a coup right here in the wilderness, a coup, attempted coup. Let's call it an attempted coup. Now, Korah, his rebellion, it introduced, right, outright mutiny and chaos. See, it's not just what he did, right, but it's the consequences of it, right? It reminds I and I of one of the discussion, the reasoning topics, right, the reasoning topics that we had brought forward from, okay, is this one right here. When the people repented of their unbelief and confessed their sin, the uckery, they attempted in the previous sabbatical study to take possession of the land. Even after John gave his sentence and the judgment upon that generation, they had to do their bid. So the question here was, do you think that John finally, quote, reaches his limit, right, end quote, that exiavia, Nebercha, right, finally reaches his limits, that the Lord of the limits reaches his limits, and there is no way to repair a wrong? Do you think that this is what the scripture, as we study, is seeking to teach I and I? So let's discuss, let's reason, come back with reason on how being forgiven for a sin, for uckery, a missing the mark, a falling short, a forfeiture, a lack, it does not remove the consequences of that fukery, that sin, that forfeiture, that chatiyat, that chet. Because the word for sin in the Hebrew, in the Afro-Asiatic, in the Royal Amharic, basically means missing the mark. The best way to understand, you know, the force of the Afro-Asiatic, the Afro-Shemitic, both in the Hebrew and the Royal Amharic and the Ge'ez, right, of what the word sin means, think about archery. Think about, like, you know, some people go and they hang out and they play darts. You know, the game darts, right? And see who can throw the darts, you know, from the appointed place at, you know, hit the bullseye, right? So imagine that everyone who doesn't hit the bullseye basically falls short of hitting the mark. That is like the direct, a kind of a natural, right? That's what we may liken what it is to. So just thinking about that right there concerning Korah right here and what his rebellion, what his attempted and abortive coup cause in the wilderness, it caused, the consequence was outright mutiny and chaos and chaos within the leadership of the camp and throughout the camps that brought swift and a terrible, right, a dreadful rebuke from Yahweh, from Yahuwah, from Jehovah. Nevertheless, get this right here, nevertheless, even though that happened, nevertheless, as it's written, the very next day, the entire congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, and we're mainly speaking about the sons, firstly and foremostly, right, when we say this, they audaciously, right, the mandem, they audaciously, the audacity, they began to accuse Moses and Aaron, Moshe with Aharon, saying, y'all have killed the people of Jehovah. You have killed the people of Yahweh. Y'all have killed them. Now they start to blame Moses and Aaron. Now, like, is there some cognitive dissonance going on right here? All right, well, see, we're reading this, but they were actually experiencing that. But where's the disconnect going on? You see, when the people look toward the tabernacle, however, the glory of Jehovah appeared. So now after saying that, when they turn and look to the tabernacle, to the Mishkan, right, to the church in the wilderness, what do they see? The glory, right, the Kibra Exiavia. They see the Kabod of Jehovah had appeared. And where Ha'el, the Almighty, descended to tell Moshe and Aaron that he was going to destroy the Bnei Yisrael. He was going to destroy the sons of Israel. Why? For their treason. See, we have to understand this. See, Book of Numbers is actually also a military book, right? It's the birth of a nation that we're getting with the Israelites, you know, from Egypt, 50 days, you know, 50 days to Sinai, right? And then that year at Sinai, the law, the 10 words, the 10 commandments, the directions, instructions. And then here we come to Numbers and that numbering of the men that are able to go forth to war. So we're speaking about military, right? What happens in the military if you countermand a command? What do you think happens in the military if you countermand a command? Or what happens in the military if there's a mission and then you're part of the mission creep? You know what mission creep is? Mission creep is if we have a specific group of commanders, a specific mission, and then one is trying to add other things in there or go a next way. And this is what happened with that. That is why when Jehovah's glory appeared and Hailahim and Elohim descended within the cloud to tell Moshe and Aharon that he was going to destroy the Bnei Yisrael for their treason. Remember, Moses just previously with the uckery, with the evil report concerning the land, the Afro-Canaanite land, right? And we apply that even today with many Israelites speaking not right, even concerning the land. When we talk about Africa, the land. You know, he didn't say anything about what the people said about the people, right? But when they started to say that the land eats you up and all of this crazy talk, you know, he was going to destroy them then. So Moshe, what he did, he advocated for them, right? He mitigated the charges. He kind of plea bargained for them. And instead of an outright death sentence, you know, their sentence was commuted to exile. And then right after all of that, we come to this right here. All right. Now, remember, as we scroll forward or really just retrograde, right, reverse engineer these Torah readings and feedings from where we're at right here, we go back to what happened with Miriam. Right. Remember, all this is happening now within the 38 years. So what we have right here, right, not always chronological, but are key events that occurred in the 38 years, right, of the wanderlust of the Bnei Yisrael in the wilderness. And it all comes down to one thing, right? It comes down to obeying orders. You see, when it was in Egypt and the Pharaoh told them, you know what, I'm not going to give you no straw, but I need you to make, you better make more bricks, right? They bitched them on, but they didn't say, well, we're going to leave here. Nah, you know, but anyway, despite that, Moshe and Aaron, fervent, they try to intercede again. And even previously, they've fallen on their faces and begging Jehovah, even now when the people are now turned against them themselves. See, there was another Torah teaching, right, from the Psalms, that when David called himself Hasid, right, the Hasid, some say the Hasidim, the Hasidic, but actually we know that that word means like mercy. It's loving kindness. It's one of the attributes of Jehovah. But one can be a Hasid too. In fact, in one of the Psalms, I think it's Psalm 16, if I'm correct, where it says, I am holy, or it uses the term Hasid. But in bringing out the meaning of that, since it's not Kadosh or Kedoshim, it's a different word, but the same translation, bring out holy. The difference in the two terms is that a Hasid is one who has received mercy and one who also is emulating, right, Jehovah in spirit and in truth. And they use the case in point that whenever a man is attacked, or is like he has is attacked in some way, and he has the ability to respond, right? Like say, if somebody attacks you, right, either in words or in deeds, right? Like take David for example, right? David was attacked by Saul. Right, they got the jump on Saul. They could get the jump on him because they knew where he was resting in the cave, and his men were sleepy, you know, and they could have went up in there. And one of his men said, Abishai said, yo, let me just jerk him one time and be done. And David reproved him. But David still, that case in point shows that he had the ability, you know what I mean? You know, because one of his men, you know, or some of his men would have gone and done it if he said, go do it. But instead, he kind of like turned the other cheek. In a sense. So we see even here Moshe and Aharon, right, turning the other cheek, so to speak, right? However, in spite of that, what happened? A deadly plague. A plague had broke out, right? Diseases had broke out among the people. You see, there's the ancients, some of the ancients say in different cultures, right, you know, even we're studying even a little more in depth, you know, Mitzrayim. You know, even the linguistics and everything, because what we're showing right here is that some things are just basic, like water and air. You know what I mean? Some things are just basic, you know, like water and air. And many of them believe that disease, right, could have a outside, like you could eat something or be around something contaminated and get infected that way. But that a lot of sickness and disease and even death, right, basically comes from people, but it comes from our spirit and thought. It comes from the spiritual plane, right? And it basically it's like, for example, take some water, right? If you freeze some water and it's ice now, right? Then if you now heat up the ice, right, it turns into water. It changes states. And then if you continue to heat it up, it evaporates. So in the same sense, our feelings, our thoughts, right, you know what I mean? It descends into our body, our action, but it also affects our surroundings. So that deadly plague, although it is attributed to Jehovah, because he could stay the plague as he did eventually, but that basically came out from their own action. So the deadly plague that broke out, right, is all their uckery. You know what I mean? Just think about these last three Torah readings and feedings right here. Like we say, it's just going from bad to worse, and nobody's saying, wait, hold on. Why don't we just slow down for a moment? Moshe then instructed Aaron, right? When Moshe and Aaron saw what was going on and the people were getting sick quick fast, Moshe then instructed Aaron to do what? To take his fire pan. Now let's look at this right here, the connection of the Aishans and burning the Aishans, right? This is what is very, and also leadership, right? You know, and priesthood. Right. And really, it was not about, well, you firstborn or you this born or that born, but it's whether you are called to serve and whether you serve, because Korah already had an honorable position. Think about it. He had access to the Ark of the Covenant. Well, not access. Right. But he was one of the few, right, chosen out of thousands, right, to be the bearer of the Ark of the Covenant. That right there, all of this must have, I don't know if went to his head or whatever, but when Moshe saw what happened with the plague, he instructed Aaron, and Aaron who is the Moshiach, he is the anointed. We could say in a New Testament sense, he's the Christ, right? He's in the position of Christ in his office, his role. He is the Kohen Gadol. Right, the Kohen Gadol, he's a high priest, and now he's been instructed by Moshe to take his fire pan, his censer with incense and to bring it in the midst of the congregation, to go into the very midst of the aggregation. For what reason? To make kapar, kippur, to make a kippur for them, right? To make an atonement, a covering for their fuckery, right? To give John all that smoke, right? That John will smell the sweet savor of the smoke from the anointed hands of the proper man, right? And that would be a covering for their fuckery, right? Aharon, he got up and he did so. And it says in the scripts that he stood between the dead and the living. He stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed, right? You say stopped, right? HaTorah, it tells us right here that 14,700 Israelites died. Like I said, most of these are men, if not all of them, right? The B'nai Yisrael, we know that by the language of the Hebrew and the nuances of what certain words mean. Right, so the B'nai Yisrael, 14,700. Because only mind them that's going to be about all this fuss about leadership anyway. You know, you don't know. 14,700, mind them, Israelites died because of the plague, not including the deaths of those involved in the rebellion of Korah. So one thing, right, led to another thing. Now, as a final test to vindicate, right, to justify that Aharon, that Aaron, right, truly was Yahuwah's, Jehovah's chosen, right, anointed and appointed Kohen, priest, each of the 12 tribal heads, the Roshim, the Rashes of Yisrael, as well as Aharon, Aaron himself, they were instructed to bring their staffs to Moshe. Now, one has to overstand the importance of the staff. That staff is like that emblem of authority right there, you know, and often that staff is passed on from, like you say, tribal prince and head to tribal prince and head. Now, each of them were to bring their staffs, right? I think this will be the matot, right? Their staffs. Also, we have the word for tribe, mate, right? Their staffs to Moshe. Now, Moshe then, he inscribed their names, the shemot, right? Their shems. He put their shems. Their shems is their shemot in the Hebrew, their names, on each staff, and brought them into the Kodesh, right, you know, into the holy place, before the Ark of Testimony, before the Aron HaEdut. Here's an interesting thing that gets lost in translation. The word for congregation, edat, is from the same root as the word for testimony, edut. Right, so when it says in the midst of the congregation, it's not just saying in the midst of the regular people, but those who come forward to witness, you know, like even in worship, like the congregation, those who bear witness, right? So here he brings their staff, right, with all their names into the Kodesh, right, the holy place, before the Aron HaEdut, before the Ark of the Testimony, quote, and the staff of the man whom I choose shall sprout. Thus I will make to cease from me, from I, the grumblings of Amo Yisrael, of the people of Israel, that they grumble, mumble, and grumble against you. So this is what Jehovah said, you know, concerning the staff of the man whom I choose shall sprout. So all of them brought their staffs. We have Aharon bring his staff. Remember, the staff was basically, you know, a staff. You know, it was cut from a tree, you know, at some time and everything. But basically, it's like a dead piece of wood. Basically, it's a dead piece of wood. So Jah says in the staff of the man, remember, each of them had the name, you know, of the man whom that staff belonged to. Jah says, that man's staff, that shall bud, right? Thus I will make to cease from I the grumblings of Amo Yisrael, that they grumble against you. Now, the following day, Moshe, he went into the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and, quote, behold, look and see, the staff of Aharon for the Beit Lewi, for the Beit Levi, right, the house of Levi, the Beit Lewi, had sprouted, had bud, right, and it put forth buds. It sprouted and put forth buds. And it also produced blossoms. And it bore ripe almonds, right? ripe almonds. Now, he then brought out all the staffs and gave them back to each of the tribal, you know, princes and rashes, the Roshim, the heads of the different tribes. Yahuwah then told Moshe to return Aharon's staff to the tabernacle, to the Mishkan, like for safekeeping, as a testimony, right? As a testimony, right, for the generations to come. Now, after all of this had transpired, one event after the next, scene by scene, Amo, Yisrael, the people, they began to dread. So now think about this. Now, after all that had happened that led up to this right here, the people started to get like mixed moods and attitudes, mixed up moods and attitudes, and they began to dread, right, to dread the presence of Jehovah, dread the face of Jehovah and the tabernacle. They started to look at the, you know, the tabernacle and the presence of Jehovah, right, that responded to their uckery as a bad thing, right? And now to allay their fears and their phobias, their false evidence appearing real, Moshe, he gave them assurance that the sons of Aharon, namely HaKohanim, the priest, and HaLewim, and the Levites alone, all one, both the priests, the sons of Aaron, the priests, and the Levites alone would bear responsibility for the sanctuary. You know what I mean? They would bear the responsibility. We even have it within Leviticus in that sense. He's just bringing out what was already there in case it didn't hear, you know, that they would bear responsibility for the sanctuary, right? But since the Levites, HaLewim and the Kohanim, would receive no portion, since they got no portion, no allotment in the promised land, the people were instructed to generously, right, willingly and generously, right, to support them by means of the various gifts that are listed at the very end of this parsha, this Torah reading and feeding, right here, here, here. So here, just giving an overview right here for this 38th sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, here for Shabbat Korah, for Sabbath Korah, for Sabbath Crazy Ballhead. Yeah.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. 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 Shabbat
Strong. I was lost. I was lost in sin and sorrow. My child, I've come to save you. Step on board and follow me. Take the old ship of Zion. Ship of Zion.
Daddy, are you all right?
I'm fine.
People are looking at you.
One morning, I got on board.
Rest with Jesus, Deacon.
Thank you, sister, for the soothing truths in that old hymn.
Amen.
Safe with Jesus, the captain.
No, he is.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
Yeah. Here. Today's daily psalm. We have a psalm right here. It's interesting, the theme of today's daily psalm, Psalm 108, Mizmor Kof Chet, Psalm CVIII. It's theme Thanksgiving and prayer. Now, what's interesting about today's daily psalm right here, about to ride up in the Royal Amharic, I have a full Targum right here, right, going through a compare and a contrast here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 108 right here. Now, there's two extracts from earlier psalms that are constituents of this psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 108, Mizmor Kof Chet. Verses in the English, it'll be verses 1 to 5, right? Hebraically, if you're following along in the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew Psalter, verses 2 to 6. But from the English, verses 1 to 5, they correspond, right, with Psalm 57 verses 8 to 12, and verses 7 to 14, along with Psalm 60, verses 7 to 14. So it seems clear that the selection and the combination, right, of these earlier psalms, these earlier chants, right, they were made for use in the liturgy, right, in the kedase, right, in the kedush, in the liturgy, in the sacred service of the Bnei Yisrael, to meet a special circumstance. So as we mentioned before, when we study the Psalms, you know, especially the Psalms of David, in their, one of their main usages, right, they provide word, sound, and power for the sacred service, right, for, we say, the prayer, right, and the praise, and also the worship service, you know. And in earlier times was chanted by Halloween, the Levites in the temple times, right? Some say also in the tabernacle in the wilderness. But where they really come into more of a fuller context is through David, who also helped to order, you know, the service of the Levites, you know, so that all Levites would have opportunity within their lifetime to serve, you know, to serve within the, you say, the tabernacle and later on within the temple. But here, today's daily psalm, it is said that what the special circumstance that these psalms, earlier psalms, namely Psalm 57, right, Hebraically verses 8 to 12, along with verses 7 to 14, as well as Psalm 60, verses 7 to 14, Hebraically, right, how they were put together in this psalm for some liturgical, some holy service use, and some special circumstance, it cannot be determined, some say, right, but is generally held to have been the time when the newly returned exiles were being menaced. So we have the 10 tribes. It's interesting, we look at the 10 spies in the wilderness, right, the 10 tribes going into exile, right, the northern tribe of Israel. Then later on, we get the tribe of Judah, the Judeans, even we, the black Jews, over in Babylon and in Persia. And then there was a return during the time of Koresh, right? Koresh. Interesting that Koresh was also, he's a foreigner. He was the king of, Persia? Cyrus. We have like Cyrus and Darius, right? Cyrus. And he is called by the prophet Isaiah, right, based on the oracle of Yahweh, Jehovah, the Lord's Messiah. So he's one of the only, we could say, non-Israelites or Gentiles, right, that we see this terminology in the scripture being applied to, right? I'm just pointing that out right here because of the Torah reading and feeding and the contention over, well, who should be the chosen, so forth and so on, that it's Jah, right? It's him who chooses. But there was a time of the exiles as they returned, right, to rebuild their liberty, right, in Judea, right, or in, you could say, the Levant. After the exile, they was being menaced. Now, in the commentary, further commentary, some points of variation between the older psalms, right, as we point out, Psalm 57, right, as well as Psalm 60, has verses, right, that are reflected in today's daily psalm, Psalm 108. So in a fuller commentary, my points of variations are noted, and the reader and the hearer is also referred to the original psalms for a fuller exposition, right? If we want to get into a fuller reasoning and a study. So here, let's ride up right here, since the two psalms, which are the source, right, are ascribed to David. His name is also attached to the composition in its present form, even though the psalm in its present form, right, is notably of a later period, right, and notably used for temple worship and praise and prayer worship. So here, brothers and sisters, first ear, today's daily psalm.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have song.
It's Psalm 108, a psalm of David, Here.
Psalm 108.
Mizmor kufhet shir mizmor le David.
O God, my heart is fixed.
Nachon libi Elohim.
I will sing and give praise, even with my glory.
Ashira va azamera afkevodi.
Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand, and answer me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem, and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, who hast cast us off? And wilt not thou, O God, go forth with our hosts? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall
tread down our, Isis. So right here, the Royal Amharic. Let's just hear the Royal Amharic and go through a verse by verse. Right here, to lead us into the grace period right here. It's a full of fall, but here, the Royal Amharic. Give it here.
Mazmur Matosabat, Bekanif Matosament. Yedawit Yemisigana Mazmur. Libet Anuno. Abetu Libet Anuno. Ekanya Lahu Bakabrim Mazamral. በገና ሆይ ተነስ መሰንቆም እኔም አልጄ እነሳለሁ አቤቱ በአሕዛብ መካከል አመሰግንሃለሁ በወገኖችም መካከል ዘምርልሃል ምሕረትህ በሰማይ ላይ ታላቅ ናትና እውነትህም እስከ ደመናት ድረስ ነውና አቤቱ በሰማያት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ በል ክብርህም በምድር ሁሉ ላይ ትሁን ወዳጆችህ ይድኑ ዘንድ በቀኝህ አድን አድምጠኝም እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ተናገረ ደስ ይለኛል ሴኬምንም ካፈላለሁ የሱኮትንም ሸለቆ ሰፍራለሁ ገለአድ የኔ ነው ምናሴም የኔ ነው ኤፍሬም የራሴ መጠጊያ ነው ይሁዳ ንጉሴ ነው ሞአብ መታጠቢያዬ ነው በኤዶሚያስ ላይም ጫማዬን ዘረጋለሁ ፍልስጤም ይገዙልኛል ወደ ጽኑ ከተማ ማን ይወስደኛል ማንስ እስከ ኤዶሚያስ ይመራኛል አቤቱ የጣልከን አንተ አይደለህምን አምላክ ሆይ ከሰራዊታችን ጋር አትወጣም በመከራችን ረድኤትን ስጠን የሰው ማዳን ከንቱ ነው በእግዚአብሔር ኃይልን እናደርጋለን እርሱም የሚያስጨንቁንን ያዋርዳቸዋል።
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Tread down our enemies. Tread them down. Yes, I. Tread down our enemies. So he it is. Wahu, Yabus, Farein. Wahu and who? Who? He. In the Hebrew, Wahu, Yabus. Try down Zareen. Now, here's interesting in the Hebrew, it's the 14th verse, in KJV it's the 13th verse of today's daily psalm. He's more kof chet. The kof and the chet Hebraically is alpha, and the Hebraic alphanumerics is 108. Psalm CVIII. So here we also have the Hayil. Hayil. You know, we have Hayil. Just to zoom in on that as well, we have Hayil. And today's psalm is also a repeat. If you know the psalms or familiar with the psalms, no doubt you'll recognize that some of the later verses is a repeat of another psalm. So here, let's just go over the overview and seek to ride up with the Royal Amharic right here. But first, the overview. So what we have here is thanksgiving and prayer. Thanksgiving and prayer. Let me just do this right here, brothers and sisters, just behind the scenes, just queuing up for the Royal Amharic. But first, we're going to go through a peshat. As we wanted to say earlier concerning His Majesty and the preface to Mekdim, he speaks about after it was translated from the Gutas, the Ethiopic, and the manuscripts of the Israelites of Ethiopia and the Tewahedo Church, that then there was a revision, right, that was thought, in other words, go now consult or look at the Hebrew, the Masoretic. And when His Majesty mentions the Masoretic Hebrew in the Amharic, he regards it as the Meseretawi. The Meseretawi, which is like the foundational or groundational, the foundational. Meseret is the foundation, like we have the Yesod, the Sod, and the Masada, right? Masad. People say, oh, Masad. Masad is interesting. What does Masad mean? It's the foundation, right? The groundation. We'll get into that, you know, why they chose that, you know, to really understand, you know, why they chose that. You know, because interesting, because many, we say European Jews or others, they are very much into, many of them, right? Not all, but many of them are into certain aspects of black culture. Right, so it would behoove us, you know, to really check out certain things. Okay, here we go. In fact, this is so mystical. I think the last psalm that we looked at on this particular, this app that has His Majesty's text, has the authorized Amharic text. There are some Bibles, Amharic Bibles, that don't have the orthodox text, the true text. It has it's basically translated from Western Gentile Bibles into Amharic. But His Majesty's Bible from the Ethiopic, from the Ethiopic manuscripts, and also, you know, weighed with the, and consulted with the Hebrew of the Old and the Koine Copto, the Koine Greek of the New. But here, I open this software up, and I have Mezmur Silasa, Psalm 60. So look at the Royal Order schedule for the last time we had Psalm 60, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here in this psalm, it says here in parentheses, has a link, it says 108, 6 to 13. That means that in Psalm 60 is where those verses, I think these verses here, that thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand and answer me, where it says that Elohim spoke in his holiness, that I would exalt, that I would divide Shechem and meet out and measure out the valley of Sukkot. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is defense of my Roshi, of my Rase, my head. Yehuda is my scepter. In the Ethiopic, it says that Judah is my my king. But in some translations, it says Judah is my lawgiver. Right? So, you know, comparing and contrasting right there. Moab is my washpot. Upon Edom do I cast my shoe. Over Philistia do I cry aloud. Now, this is reading through the Hebrew here. So we have these verses repeated right here. And let's get into this overview right here. Just want to bring up Psalm 108 so we can segue, hopefully before the third Iowa begins. And it will be beginning in about 8 minutes for those listening in the Blog Talk live streaming, about another 8 or so minutes before it goes out. One can either call in 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761, or hopefully check out the Rastafari Israelites YouTube channel right there, Rastafari Israelites, the YouTube channel, where we hope that the full of this stream, you know, goes through. But if anything, one would hopefully be able to check out the MP3. But here, an overview for today's daily psalm, a basic overview to get a context, as in our study, to show ourselves approved and see what's right and accurate. Today's psalm is thanksgiving and prayer. It's a thanksgiving and prayer. from the Amharic perspective, yet what would I say na beherawi, it's a lot. Yet what, twat, 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 twat in the Ethiopic is the dawning. Yet what, the dawning, the duata, twat. Wadase, wadase is a praise, wadase, and beherawi, beherawi, national selot, a national prayer. And here it has in the brackets Mizmor, Psalm 57, verses 7 to 11, and Psalm 60, verses 5 to 12. Right? So in other words, Psalm 108, it has reference, or it has verses that are found in Psalm 57, 7 to 11, and verses from Psalm 60, right? Verses 5 to 12 right here, here, here. So the thanksgiving and prayer. That's interesting because I'm looking at two different points of reference. One is the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebraic or Judaic Psalter, and the next is from the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of His Imperial Majesty from the Israelites of Ethiopia and the True Church and the Professing Church, the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church. So here we have two extracts from earlier psalms, from earlier chants, earlier aizes, praises, are the constituents of this psalm, of today's psalm, Psalm 108. Now here it says verses 2 to 6. Right now, when I'm reading from the Hebrew, the numbering is a little different, just by one number over because the superscription, a psalm of David, Yadawid Miskana Mezmor, from the Amharic or the Hebrew, Shir Mizmor LeDawid, that's counted as a verse. That's a verse in itself. So verses 2 to 6, Hebraically, which would be like verses 1 to 5 in the KJV, it corresponds with LVII, with Psalm 57, right, in the Hebrew, verses 8 to 12 in King James Version, verses 7 to 11, and verses 7 to 14, right, 7 to 14, right, in today's psalm, verses 6 to 13, if you're looking at, you're probably looking at the KJV or version like that, with Psalm 60. With Psalm 60 in the KJV, it would be verses 5 to 13, 5 to 13. So it says here further, it seems clear that the selection and combination were made for use in the liturgy. The liturgy, Ethiopically we say the kedase, right, the kiddush, the sanctification, the liturgy, the seder, right, to meet a special circumstance. What it was cannot be determined from those who have researched this particular psalm, but it is generally held to have been the time of the Iowa when the newly returned exiles were being menaced. Let's highlight that. This psalm seems to be when the newly returned exiles, what exiles are we talking about? We're talking about during the time of Koresh, Cyrus, and Darius in Babylon when the black Jews, the Yehudi, when they had returned during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, speaking about that particular time, when the newly returned exiles were being menaced. When they had repatriated, had returned to the land, and they were being menaced by others. Now, in the commentary, the points of variation are noted. So getting into further commentary, we can note the points of variation. And the reader and hearer, hopefully, is being referred here to the original Psalms for the exposition. So referring to the original Psalms, namely Psalm 57, verses 7 to 11, as well as Psalm 60, verses 5 to 12. And we're speaking that for those who would be referring to the King James Version. Now, the parts of today's daily psalm, right, we have verses 1 to 5, the thanksgiving for Elohim, for Xavier's mercies, for the sustained mercy, and verses 6 to 13, the prayer in danger, the prayer in danger. Now, since two psalms, right, that are the source, right, the two psalms, right, Psalm 57 and Psalm 60 are known as Davidic psalms, right? So since the two psalms, which are the source, are ascribed to David, we also have the Davidic, the Shemot, we have his name, is attached to the composition in its present form. So what happened when our people returned, right, you know, they basically were inspired by the Davidic psalms, and the Davidic psalms became the core of the praise and the worship, right, of the returned Judahites, the returned, we say Israelites, generally speaking, more specifically the Judahites, during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, Ezra and Nehemiah. So just to point that out, just as an overview, another note we'd like to point to, in the last verse, KJV, that would be verse 13. In the Hebrew, right, in the Sefer Tehillim, that would be verse 14, where it says, through God.
90 seconds.
Okay, we got the 90-second mark right here, you know, here on the board. They let us know when we have 90 seconds before, you know, the first two Iwas are up, so just reminding ones and ones. Okay. So the verse here, through God, we shall do valiantly, for he it is who will tread down. Who would tread down our adversaries. Let me look at KJV.
60 seconds.
60 seconds, y'all, right? so here. It's basically the same as in KJV. You know, sometimes there's a word difference, and we zoom in there and see what the Hebrew says, see what the Royal Amharic says, the Authorized, the King of Kings Bible says, and even sometimes go to the Koine Greek of the Septuagint, you know, which is an interesting point. So here with Psalm 108, we have the second psalm, right, the second psalm in the fifth book, right, in book five, which is Psalm 107 to Psalm 150. The Psalter, like HaTorah, has five volumes, and here we have book five, and we have the second psalm in book five. So here, let's write up with the Royal Amharic, go through a verse by verse. Oh, chant, the note right here. So here the Hebrew, let's look at the Hebrew of the 13th verse in the KJV, right, which is actually verse 14 in the Hebrew, but KJV. Here it says, Belohim na'aseh chayil. Belohim na'aseh chayil. Na'aseh chayil. Through Elohim or in Elohim in the powers, the true good, the true God, the singularity of the powers, Belohim, na'aseh chayil. Or some might enunciate as na'aseh chayil. More properly pointed, na'aseh chayil. Na'aseh, we will asa, we will do. Na'aseh, right, chayil. Chayil, we would do power. We would do chayil, as we say, chayla. Selassie, the power of the Trinity, chayil. We point that out because many of the black Hebrews and Israelites, especially the one Westers, right, they had zeal. Oh, a zeal, what a zeal, right? But they didn't really have the knowledge on that, saying, oh, chayla Selassie, chayla is not even a Hebrew word, you know. Dr. York did the same shite. I was surprised at him because he seems to have had some knowledge, you know, of some of the linguistics. Good at the linguistics, must say that right there. So here we have verse 13, Bamrinya Begziavihar. Chaylin in Nadargalin. So we have that there. Be in Exiavihir, in the sustainer. Chaylin. Chayil. The ni at the end is the direct object marker, like in the Hebrew, the et. In Hebrew, some we have the et, the aleph and tau, right? But here it says chaylin in Nadargalin. So in, through, on Exiavihir, like when we say on God, like Be Elohim, on Elohim. Be Exiavihir, on Elohim. Chayil. Chaylin. Power in Nadargalin. We will do. I and I will do power. It's basically saying, bringing out a more better translation into the English, in the sustainer, in the source, in the Xavier, we will do powerfully. We will overpower, because Chayil has a sense of power, but it has a sense of overpower, right? Like a prevailing power, even if it seems as though you've been overcome, right? You know, like if you see somebody wrestling, like two people wrestling, and one holds the next one down, right? And the tap is one, two, and they're about to tap three times, and they just summon up the power, and then they throw the other person off and pin them down and get the, you know, and get the match. That's the sense of their Exiavia Chaylin in Adergalin, Belohim, Na'iseh Chayil. So here, let's write up Royal Amharic right here. Yes, I. B'sama'ab, we'wolid, we'menfesa, kedus, ahadu, amlak. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one source. Mezmur Dawit, Psalm of David, Mezmur, chant, intonation, Isis, Mezmure. Psalm of, a Ge'ez construct here in the title in the Matthew Bible. So we have Ge'ez and Amharic. It's basically Amharic, but it flavors, has a Ge'ez flavor in some key expressions, like the title here, Mezmore Dawit. Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of, Mezmore, Psalm of Dawit, of David. Meto, right, Meto, Slika right here, Meto Sebat. Meto is 100. Sebat is 7. Bekinswist, in the parenthesis, it says meto cement, which is 100, meto cement, 108. So the difference in the numbering, in the old numberings, and those who study the Hebraic also know that this is true. Some of the psalms joined up, right, and became one psalm, which in the latter versions were split, and thus we get a different numbering. But here in the Royal Amharic, in the King of Kings Bible, that is noted. So today's psalm is Mezmor Dawit, meto sebat, bekinswist, meto cement, Psalm 108. Ye Dawit of David, Ye Miskana of praises, Miskana, praises, Mezmur, a chant, Isis, a psalm, a chant. Ye Dawit, Ye Miskana, Mezmur. Just a little comparison here for Hebrew, just in the superscription. In the Hebrew, we have shir, right? Shir. We have the sheen, the yod, and the resh, or the sh, the y, and the r. Shir. A shir is a song. Then it says mizmor. Mizmor is a psalm. Right? So we have song and a psalm. There's a difference. A song and the mizmor is a chant, an intonation, an Isis. Le Dawit of David. Just to compare and contrast right there. Bamarinya, ye Dawit, ye miskana mezmor. So here in the Royal Amharic, it brings out the sense of David, right? A chant of thanksgiving. Isis, a chant of thanksgiving of David. Kuter An. Slika, slika, slika. Before we go to the Kuter An, we touched on it already before, but again, the theme and title of the psalm, Thanksgiving and Prayer, from the Hebraic, here from the Ethiopic, yet what would I say? Yet what of the dawning, to what of the dawning would I say? Like a praise, right, of the dawning, right? Inna and Biharawi, a national, Biharawi, Selot, prayer, Biharawi, a national prayer. So like a morning, like a dawning, rather dawning, better than morning, because morning could be, what you mean by morning? You mean sad, you mean the beginning of the day, so we prefer to say the dawning, right? Thanks of praises, Isis, right, of the dawning and a national prayer. So today's psalm also has references once again to Psalm 57, verses 7 to 11, as well as Psalm 60, verses 5 to 12. Ye Dawit, Ye Miskana Mezmur, a chant, right, of praise of David. Kuter and, verse and, verse 1. Lebe tsinuno abetu, lebe tsinuno ikenyalo, bekavreim izamralo. KJV says, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Lebe. So here in the Hebrew we have lebe, for a point of contrast. In the Amharic we have lebe, in the Hebrew we have libi, lebe, so we have dialects here. Lebe, sinu, here in the Royal Amharic, sinu means fixed, but sinu can mean firm. It's like firm, it's firmness, it's type of strength, but it's type of firmness. Like if somebody got a grip on you and you can't get from that grip, they got a firm grip, right? But then if you have power, you might be able to overpower them and get free. But David is saying here that my heart, sinu nawu, it is, lebe, sinu no. My heart is firm or fixed. Abetu, father, betu of the house, father of the house, abetu. Lebe, my heart, sinuno. My heart is sinu, is firm, is fixed. Ikenyalo. Kine is like a composition, like a poem. But here he is saying not just like I will sing, but I will compose. I will compose. Ikenyalo, like I will compose kine, like verses, almost like odes, you know, like when they say like sonnets in a sense, like it's like short kind of rhymes in a sense. Ikenyalo. Be kibreim. Kibur is glory, right? Honor and glory, as well as the kibre, negest, right? The kibre negest, right? The kibre, the glory of the kings, right? So here, David is saying kibre, my glory. Be, in, on, by way of kibre, on, in my glory, be kibreim, and in my glory, right, or my honor, is zemralo. It's a key expression here. Izemralo. Said in a normal pace as zemralo. In zemralo, the root of it is zemre. We have this also. It's Afro-Asiatic, Afro-Shemitic. So we also have this in the Hebrew. Hebrew is also Afro-Asiatic, Afro-Shemitic. So we have the zamar. Zamar in the Hebrew corresponding to the zemre. Why we're focusing on this? Because it's at the root of mezmor in the Amharic and mizmor in the Hebrew. So here, David is saying, I will compose, like make composition, the kenyalo, bekabreim, and in my glory, izemralo, I will chant Isis, izemralo, to say, I will chant mezmor, I will chant. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Begenahoy, tenes, ma senkom, inem, malje, inesalo. Awake, psaltery and harp, I, myself, will awake early. Begena, the harp of David, of Dawid, right? That we have the Begena. It's 10 strings, lick no, right? 10 strings? Yes? Yeah. Just want to make sure, just check. You know, sometimes we know, but we always like to affirm right there. Yes. I got it. It's a delay. Yes, so Begena is a 10-string, and the Masenko is like a 1-string, almost like a violin. But now when we can compare and contrast the Hebrew and see the instruments, because these are still the instruments that the Israelites of Ethiopia, right, from such a time to such a time, continue to use. So we can get an insight and a continuity. So Kuter Hulet, verse 2 again. Begena hoy, oh Begena, the Begena. So he's like saying, oh harp, right, the harp, the 10-string harp of Dawid, Tenes, like wake up or get up or resurrect in a sense. Tenes, like to get up, right? From the Nessa. Tenes, like to say awake. Begin ahoy, tenes. So it says awake, O psaltery, mesenkom. Now, Mesenko, this is one old pointing of it. Some might say, might call it Ethiopians, might call it today. It's also known as a Mesenko, Mesenko. So Mesenko here and Mesenko. We see both forms testified to, you know, like a dialect, you know, tomato, tomato, so to speak. But here, Mesenko and the Mesenko, the one string, right, the violin-like one string, iname, iname, and I, ine. Ine is a pronoun for I. In the Hebrew, we say ani, right, and in the Ge'ez, we would say ane. And in Arabic, they say ana, just to give that little nuance there. But here we have inne, inne, I, myself, I, personal pronoun, inname. And I, inne, I, inname. And I, malje. Malje from the Malada root, which Malada is the early intercessory hours of the morning. It's like if you want to intercede or catch somebody to try to work something out, you try to get to their house like before even the dawn, right, at that early dawning time, like anywhere from maybe 3, 4 o'clock, you know what I mean, to say 6 or so, you know, before the sun comes up, just to give that kind of context. So he's saying, inname, malaje, like I will kind of like dawn, like in the sense of like rise up early, intercede, wake up early, the early hours of the morning, right, in Nesalo. So in the early hours of the morning, in Nesalo, I will rise up. So he's like saying to his Dawid is like saying to the harp, right? It's like saying to the harp, like drum and bass. It's like saying, drum and bass, rise up. And I myself is going to wake up early, right? But we know that Dawid is, you know, he is the one that is waking up these instruments. It's I doing it. But it's an interesting allegoricalism. So here, verse 3, Kutera Sos, Abirtu, Ba'azav Mekakel, Amesegin Nahalo. I will praise thee, O Lord, my father's father, father of the house, among the people. I will sing praises, Isis, to thee, I, among the nations. Ahizab corresponds to the term in the Hebrew, the Goyim. The Hizb is people, and Ahizab, a Ge'ez construct, is to say like the other nations, the other people, among peoples in that sense, among different kind of peoples. The Ahizab, Mekakel, amongst them, in the midst of them. Amesagin, Halo. I will praise, thank and praise, Isis, thank and praise the I male. Amesagin, Halo. Beweganochim. The Weganoch, a Wegan. See, Azab is like people, and Wegan is almost like ethnicity. It's like you have a people, and then amongst that people, you have other groups, like you have the children of Israel, in that sense, right, overall, and then you like have the tribes and different people. So it's more like ethnicities, to say, right, nationalities, ethnicity. But Weganochim, and among the nations or the people groups, right, the ethnicities, Mekakel, amongst them, Izemur, I will chant, Le, for Ha, speaking to he who be, who he be, Izemur, Lehalo. Kutel Arat, verse 4. Mehiretih besamai lai talak anatinna. Eunetihim iskademinat resnawinna. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth to the clouds. Mehiret, nemharek, mehiret, mercy, mehiretih, the I male mercy. Besamai, in the samai, in the heaven, right, lie upon the heaven, besamai lie. So here, it doesn't have samayot, samayat, in that sense here, it says heaven, in a singularity sense. Besamai lie upon the heavens, mihirati, your mercy, besamai lie upon the heavens, the place of the upper waters. Talak, great, natina, for she is. Let's pause for a moment to see that when he created man in his image after likeness, male and female, he created them. So here it says, Mehirati, the I mercy. We're speaking to he, his mercy. Besamai lie upon the heavens. Talak, great, important. Natana, she is. So his mercy is she, just to bring that out. Eunet to him, eunet, truth. Eunet, truth. Eunet, the I, male truth. Eunet to him, and the I, male truth, iska. Reaching to, demenat is the clouds, demenat, deres, in that sense, reaching, derese, knowing not, and the I, truth, speaking to he, to the clouds, reaching to the clouds, it, he is. So it's interesting, the mehiret, the mercy, his mercy, he who be who he be's mercy, is brought out as she is, for she is. And his truth, eunet to him, is kademenat deres, knowing not, his truth is he. Interesting. Verse 5, Kuter Amis, Abirtu, Besamayat, Lai, Kef Bel, Kivrahim, Bemidar Hulu, Lai, Tihun. Be thou exalted, O God, Abirtu, my father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth. Abirtu, my father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, Besamayat, Lai. So here we have in verse 5, we have the plural sense of the heavens from the Ethiopic, Semayat. Semayat, Like, for example, in the Our Father prayer, which is basically a very old Hebrew Judaic prayer, we say, Abinu Sheba Shemayim. Shemayim, the heavens from Hebrew. And in the Ge'ez, we say, Besamayat, right? We say, Besamayat, right? The Samayat. To bring, you know, Abuna Zebe Samayat. The Ge'ez is Abuna Zebe, Abuna, our father Zebe, who is, like in the Hebrew, we say, Abinu Sheba, who is in the Shemayim, Shemayim, the Hebrew, and the Samayat, the heaven. So here it says, Besamayat Lai. Up on the heavens, so that's a Ge'ez word put in the Royal Amharic, Besamayat Lai, upon the heavens, the place of the upper heavenly waters, Kef Kef Bel, Kef Kef, high, high, Bel. Bel is like to say, is like, it's a very interesting construction from the Ale, Ale. Bel is like to say B, right? B, Kef Kef, high, high. So these three words bring out one sense, like be high, high, be Kef Kef, high, high, right, upon the heavens. Besamayat Lai, Kef Kef Bel, be thou exalted, Abirtu, right, upon or above the heavens. Kubrahim, Kubr, Kubr is glory, honor, Kubrih, Kubrih, the I male speaking to he, the I, your, right, glory, Kubrahim, and your glory, Bemidr, Bemidr, the Midr is the earth, the earthly plane, the land, Bemidr, in the earth, or on the earth, hulu, on all the earth, then the word lai, a lai, upon. So the sense is, bemidr hulu lai, upon all the land, upon all land, upon all land. Kubrahim, bemidr hulu lai, hulu, being all, upon all the land, tihun. Now, tihun is interesting. If it was yehun, it would be pointing to the masculine and masculine aspect, but here it is tihun. This is now saying that the I, speaking of he who be, who he be, his glory, right, according to the metaphysical metaphysics, is she, is the she side. Remember, he created man in his image after his likeness, male and female, he created them. So we get to see the divine double helix right there. Avetu, besamayat lai kef kef bel, kevrahim, bemidor hulu lai tihun, kuter sedis, verse 6. What ajo chih, yidnu zen, bekenyih adin, adim kenyim, that thy beloved. So when that word that, so that is saying all of this before is being called on for this reason. It's like funneling to this reason, right? Be thou exalted, Abirtu, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earthly plane. That thy beloved, do this so your beloved, wedajoche, yeah. Well, here we have your beloved ones, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and answer me, and answer I. Wedajoche, wedajoche, wedajoche. Wadajoch is to say like beloved ones, wadada, wedede ones, right? Wadajoch, right? We have in the Hebrew like the yadida, yadida. Instead of it being for W, the W in the Ethiopic Amharic, sometimes in the Hebrew is a Y, because these two sounds are very sometimes close. But wadajoch is to say your beloved ones. Not speaking of one in singularity, but speaking of your beloved ones in plurality, right? The Hebrew right here is yadideka. The Hebrew is yidideka, 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 right, from the dod, dada, wadada, yadada, wadada root for love, beloved. But here, it's bringing out the sense and the idea right here in verse 6, your beloved ones, your lovers, the loved ones who love he who be who you be, his beloved ones, yidnu, yidnu, so that they, to save, zen, so that they may be dana, denna, they may be saved, they may be preserved, they may be well. Wadajoche, yidnu, zen. Save with thy right hand, here Bamarinya, the Kenya, 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 Kenya in the Amharic is the right hand, the Ken, right? The Gra is the left, the Ken, right? Kenya, speaking to he, the Kenya, in on by way of your right hand, Adin, 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 from the Adina, Adina, right? The Adina. And we see a link between the Adin in the Ethiopic and the true meaning of Adonai. But here it says, the Kenya, Adin. Adin is a command to say Adin. So to say to like, oh, John, Adin, Adin. Adin is like to say save, save, in that sense, save. It's a command to save, to preserve, to make dehna, to make well, to make safe. Bekenyeh Adin, Adim Kenyan, and Adim Teng, and hear, right, and Demeter, like pay attention, Ademeter, pay attention to I. So when it says answer I, it's like not just hear I, but really listen to what I'm saying. Pay attention, listen to me attentively. Is the real sense of answer me. Adim t'enyim. What I joche? Yidnu zeng. Bekenye adin. Adim t'enyim. Kutar sabat. Verse 7. Egziavihir. Bekedisinawa tenagre. Desilinyal. Sekeminim. Ikafilalo. Yesukotinim. Shaliko. Isafralo. The KJV has this as God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and meet out the valley of Sukkot. So here, Exiavihar, the sustainer, right? The good, the generous father, Exiavihar, the sustainer. Ve'kedisinau, tenagare. Kedisina, recall from the previous Torah reading and feeding the 30th, we had kedoshim, right? And then we say, well, what is the Hebrew word for holiness, for set-apartness? In the Hebrew is kedusha. In Zemharic, it is kedisina, from the kadash root. So here it says, Exiavi, the sustainer. Be'kedisinau, in his kedisina, be'kedisinau, in his set apartness, in his holiness, tenagare, has spoken. Des, yilenyal, des, happy, yilenyal, says to me, literally, happy says to me, but bringing it out, I will be happy, right? I will rejoice, I will be happy, I will be des, happy, des, yilenyal, I will be happy, I will rejoice. Sekem, Shechem. The Hebrew we say Shechem, or Shechem, right? Here we have Sekem Menim, and Shechem, which can mean in the Hebrew a burden, right? Also in the Amharic we have the same kind of root sense as we get into the G'ez, but also can mean shoulder, right? But Hebraically from the sense of the burden, but also the shoulder, right? Sekem Menim, and Shechem, Ekafalalo. You know, the book of Jubilees, which speaks about different dispensations, is called Kufale. Ekafalalo is to say, like, to kind of portion out, right? Almost like I will portion out, right? I will divide in that sense. Ekafalalo, right? Yet Sukkot, what we have in the seventh month, seventh moon, the seventh of the appointments and the feast, is known as Sukkot, which is called tabernacles, booths. We bring out the more proper Hebraic sense of it, right? Very Afro-Asiatic sense of huts. Sukkot is actually huts. Right? So we look at historical Ethiopia and see those thatched huts and everything. Those are the highland of the Israelite of Ethiopia and Tewahedo tribe tradition, the Israelite tradition. We get a word picture right there. Yes, Sukkotanim, and of Sukkot, Sheleko. Sheleko is valley, right? The veil, a valley. The valley of Sukkot is Sefralo. I will meet out. The meeting out is like measuring out, almost like repatriation, like land granting in that sense. Repatriation, measuring out land. You know, that's the sense of it. Uter Semint, verse 8. Gelaad, yeneno. Manasseh, yeneno. Ephraim, yarase metegiyano. Yehuda, nuguseno. Gilead is mine. Manasseh, mine. Ephraim, also, the strength of mine head. Judah, my lawgiver. Here, from the HSV, Haile Selassie version, King of Kings Bible. Gilead. It's interesting because there's a hard and soft sounds, and even in transliteration, the names in the Royal Amharic, you know, give us an insight into the proper pointing. In the Hebrew, we have a similar pointing of the name, and it's interesting when we study the linguistics of it all, because in the Hebrew, right, in the Hebrew, we say Gilead. Ad is a hard sound, and we find this also here in the Amharic. Gilead. Gilead. Yene. Yene, ine, remember ine? Ine is a pronoun for ani. Ani in the Hebrew means I, and ine in the Amharic is the pronoun I. Ye in the Amharic is like a preposition that means like of. So ye ine, of me, to say my. Ye ine, no, yene no. Ye ine, no, yene no. Gilead, yene no. Gilead is of me, is mine. Manasseh, and Manasseh, Manasseh, and Manasseh, Manasseh, and Manasseh, yene no. Yeneno, yeneno is mine. Ephraim, for Ephraim, and Ephraim, yerase metegiano, yeah, of rase, my head. The ras, head, self, it can also mean self in a sense, but rase, right, of my head, metegia, they have that strength here. It's like the security, I almost say like the security in that sense of my head, right? The tega, like a place to flee for refuge. It's like almost the refuge for the security, right? To say strength in that sense, because a place to be a refuge, security, should be a strong place. Ephraim, yarase, of my head, metegiano, is the strength, is the strong place, the secure place of my head. Yehuda. It's not Yahuda. I know it's kind of hard to break this to ones I've invested a lot in a mispointing, but we'll get into that. Judah means celebrated. Judah means praised, right? We could say almost like Yehuda would have meant celebrated, like a celebrity. Praise meant he is praised, Yehuda. It does not mean praising Jah. It means that he is praised. His mama praised Jah for his birth, and therefore she praised Jah and called the product of her praise, in that sense, praise. Yehuda, Judah, praise, celebrated. Neguse. Here, Bamarinya, we have Negus, my king, but in the sense of Neguse, Neguse, my king, Nawu, he is. Yehuda, Neguse, no. Judah is my king. So you see where it says lawgiver. In the Hebrew, actually, it says what, Mechokaki? Does it have Mechokaki? It says Judah is my scepter. But who holds the scepter? But the king. So Yehuda, Neguse, no. Kuter, Zeteng, verse 9. Moab, Metatabiyaye, no. Be Edomias, Layim, Chamaye is a regalo. Philistema yigazut linya. Moab, Moab. Moab is my wash pot. Moab, metatebiyaye, no, is my place of washing. The metatebiya, the metatebiya, metatebiyaye, my metatebiya, metatebiyaye, no. Moab is my wash place. You can say wash pot in that sense, the place I'm going to wash in. Be'edomias layim, and upon Edomias. Who is Edomias? It's the Edomians, none other than the Edomites, right? Or Edom, Edom, Edomias. Be'edomias layim, upon and upon Edom, the Edomians, the Edomites, to say Edom. Chamayin, chama, chama is a shoe. Chamayin, my shoe. Chamayin is a regalo. I will cast, more better, I will stretch out my shoe. I will extend, stretch out my shoe over Edom, over the Edomites. Be'edomias layim, chamayin is a regalo. Philistim, Philistim, Philistia, Philistim, Philistia, Palestinians, original Palestinians, not these, but those, the ancient. Philistim, right? Ye gazu linyal. Over Philistia will I triumph. It's interesting here because in the Metaf Kedus and here in the Mezmur Dawit, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Bible of the King of Kings, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, here we have Philistim, ye gezu, they will submit. They'll become subject. The subject. They will subject themselves. Linya. Li for ny. For me. Right? Yigazu linya. Philistim, yigazu linya. They will subject, they will submit themselves. Right? They will submit themselves to me. Or they will subject themselves. They'll become my subjects. Right? Over Philistia will I triumph, or Philistia will become subject to me. Kuter Aser, right? Verse 10. What is inukatama? Man you was tenyal? Manis iska domyasi maranyal. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Interesting verse, ain't it? Wede tsinu, wede towards tsinu. Remember tsinu? Libe tsinuno, my heart is fixed, my heart is firm. Wede towards tsinu, towards the firm. Here, the translator KJV says strong. The tsinu, the firm, or the strong in the sense of it's a firm, katama. Katama city. What is inu katama? To the strong city, to the firm city. What is inu katama? Man, you was Daniel. Man, who? Man, who? You west Denya. Who will take me? Who will take me towards the strong, like to say, almost like a fortified, a strong, a firm city. What is inu katama? Man, you west Denya. Manis. Man in the Amharic is like who? Manis and who? After like the first question, like to say like and who? Right? Manis. Manis, iska Edomias, Yimaranya, and who, right, iska towards, right, Edomias, Edom, right, the Edomians, Edom, Edomias, and to Edom, Yimaranya, Yimara, one who, he to guide, who will guide, who will guide me, right, to Edom, who will lead me, who will guide me to Edom. Now, this is an interesting verse, it's an Israelite psalm now. What is, you know, Katamani was Daniel? Manis is good, Domias. Yimaranya? Kudasaran. Verse 11. Avetu. Yet alhen. Ante. Aidelehminin. Hamlakoi. Ka. Sarawitachin gar. Atuat. Wilt not thou? Oh God. Who has cast us off? Not. Oh God. Who has cast us off? And it was not the I. Isn't it going to be you? Right? Who has cast. Avetu. My father's father. O father of the house. Yet alhen. Talhe, or talih, is like you, male, has thrown us down, like throwing down garbage, right? Of you who have thrown, like I and I. But it's interesting because we have talhen, talhen. Here is more personalized, like you have cast me, right? So here is like the all of Yisrael as the collective man, as a collective son, right? Bringing this out sense right here. Not us so much, but who have cast me, right? Who has cast me. So as Israel, as one man, right? A corporate body is chanting this as one man, as his son. Yet Alhen, who has cast me down, right? You, male, who has cast me down. Ante, ante, the pronoun for you. Ante, I delehimin, I delehimin. I delehimin, not the I. Would not be the I. Yet Alhen, ante, I delehimin. Adalahimin. Right? Isn't that you? Amlakoi. Oh, Amlak. Oh, source. Oh, Amlak. Corresponding to the KJV God, but oh, source. Right? Amlakoi. Oh, source. Ka. Sarawitachin gar. With our sarawit. With our host. With our laborers. Sarawit is like to say like a worker, a laborer. It could be host in an army. It could be co-laborers in a campaign, right? Whether military or otherwise. Ka sarawitachin gar. And with our hosts, with our armies, so to say. With our campaign, so to say. Atuwetam. Atuwetam. Right? Now, KJV brings us out of the question. Wilt not thou, O God, who has cast us off? And wilt not thou, O God, go forth with our armies? Here, according to what we have here, we don't have a question mark right here, right? In the cipher, it's a full stop. So the first part is the question, right? Wilt not thou? You are the one who, isn't it not you who have cast us down, right? Oh, power, O God, O source, and with our armies, atuwetam, atuwetam. When we went out to fight, you wasn't amongst us. You did not go out. Atuwetam. You have not gone out. So we've been losing and losing. And every time we lose, we know you're not with us. If we lose, you are not with us. That's the ancient sense right there. Kutar asara, asara hulet. Asara hulet. Hulet 2. Asara 10 and 2. Verse 12. Bemekarachin. Redetin. Sitten. Yesowim amadan. Kentuno. Give us help from trouble. For vain, for vanity is the help of man. Be mekarachin, mekarachin, our trouble, right? Our mekara, mekarachin. Be in mekarachin, in our trouble, red eight, help, assistance, red eightin, sit-en, to sete, sete. It's like the whole Sata Masagana thing. That was technically wrong according to the Amharic right there. It wasn't sate. Sate would mean he made a mistake, he made an error. To say that sate, make a mistake, an error. To say that sete, sete. Sete, right? Sete means he gave. Here, in this sense, the verb is saying sete, give to ne, give to us, siten, give to us. Bemekarachin, in our trouble, our trial, our tribulation, bemekarachin, redate, redatin, siten, give us assistance, give us help, redate, right, in our I trouble. Difference is not just from trouble, but in our trouble, give us assistance. Bemekarachin, redatin, siten. Yes, so whim. And of man of Saul, Madan, Madan. Remember the root, the Adan, Adina, right? Like Adonai, Madan, to save, right? Yesawim, Madan, the salvation, the saving of soul, the saving of man, right? Of like mankind, of people, but the saving of man, literally. Yesawim, Madan, the saving of man. Kentu, Nau, Kentu, vain, Kentu, Nau. It's like fleeting, like a puff of breath, like a you take a puff of smoke. It's in the air one moment, it's gone. That is what the help of men, and mortal man and people is. Kutar asara source, verse 13. Kutar asara source. Begziavia, hailin, inadargalin. Ursum, yemiasa chenkunin, yawardachwal. Through Egziavihar, through the sustainer, Belohim, and the true good, the true God, through the sustainer, we shall do valiantly. KJV says valiantly, but valiant, not violently, even though chayil can be in some context violence, but here KJV has valiantly, right? And notice a lot of places has valiantly in the KJV, both in the Hebrew and the Amharic corresponds with the chayil, right, or the chayil. Be'egziyavi here, chaylin in nadargalin. We will do in nadargalin. We will do chayil. We will do power. We will do powerfully. Right, overpoweringly, prevailingly, begziavia, in the sustainer, belohim, through the power, the true good, the true God. For he, it is that, shall tread down our enemies. Arsum, arsu. The pronoun for he in the Amharic is arsu. Right, isu, latter Amharic, isu, but more older Amharic is arsu. Arsu could come from res, rosh, the head, self, sense. Arsum. And he himself, and none other, Arsum, and he himself, Yemiyasa Chenkun, right? Yemiyas Chenkunin, the one, they who cause us anxiety, they who cause us, yeah, anxiety, basically anxiety, say afflict, those who cause us affliction, right? Anxiety, Yemiyasa Chenkunin, right? Those who cause us anxiety, affliction, to say the enemies, right? Yawardachwal. He will humble, humiliate. He will humiliate them who cause us anxiety, affliction. Arsum yemiyas chenkunin yawar Dachual, Yawar Dachual. So it's all about the Chayil. That word we find in the Royal Amharic in this last verse here, from the Royal Amharic, Begziavir, Chaylin in Adargalim. Arsum, Yemiach and Kunin, Yawar Dachual. In the Hebrew, that part of the verse, Belohim, Na'eseh Chayil, Na'eseh Chayil, Na'eseh Chayil, Chaylin in Adargalim. And here the native speaker, Abraham Chabuda. Here from the Metzaf Kedus of Nagus and Agas, the King of Kings Bible, right here.
Mazmur Matosabat, Bekanif Matosaman. Yedawit Yemisigana Mazmur. Libes and Uno. Abitu Libes and Uno. The Kanga Lova Kurim is Amrat. Baganahoi Tanis, Masanko. And in Malijin's son. Abitu Bahazam Makakalamasaganad. በወገኖችም መካከለ ዘምርልሃል ምህረትህ በሰማይ ላይ ታላቅ ናትና እውነትህም እስከ ደመናት ድረስ ነውና አቤቱ በሰማያት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ በል ክብርህም በምድር ሁሉ ላይ ትሁን ወዳጆችህ ይድኑ ዘንድ በቀኝህ አድን አድምጠኝም እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ተናገረ ደስ ይለኛል ሴኬምንም እካፈላለሁ የሱኮትንም ሸለቆ ሰፍራለሁ ገለአድ የኔ ነው ምናሴም የኔ ነው ኤፍሬም የራሴ መጠጊያ ነው ይሁዳ ንጉሴ ነው ሞአብ መታጠቢያዬ ነው በኤዶሚያስ ላይም ጫማዬን ዘረጋለሁ ፍልስጤም ይገዙልኛል ወደ ጽኑ ከተማ ማን ይወስደኛል ማንስ እስከ ኤዶሚያስ ይመራኛል አቤቱ የጣልከን አንተ አይደለህምን አምላክ ሆይ ከሰራዊታችን ጋር አትወጣ በመከራችን ረድኤትን ስጠን የሰው ማዳን ከንቱ ነው በእግዚአብሔር ኃይልን እናደርጋለን እርሱም የሚያስጨንቁንን ያዋርዳቸዋል
He left up the last of this world. Remember now, land is the King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twit, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Orphic, Tamarian, learn the languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see? I say the English language,
Trying the mentality,
Sirach,
the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version.
Yes, it's true that the cup can't spill until it's filled. It comes to a fullness here. I'd like to share this midrash right here, but hear the Hebrew right here for compare and contrast right here, Yes, I, Rastafari.
Mizmor kufet shir mizmor le David. Nachon libi Elohim. Ashir ava azamera af kevodi. Rur al nevel vechinor a'ir ha-shahar. Odecha v'amim Adonai. ואזמרך בלאומים, כי גדול מעל שמיים חסדך, ועד שחקים עמיתך. רום על שמיים אלוהים, ועל כל הארץ כגודך. למען יחלצון ידידך, הושיע ימינך וענני. אלוהים דיבר בקודשו, אעלוזה אחלקה שכם, ועמק סוכות אמדד. לי גלעד לי מנשה, ואפרים מעוז ראשי. יהודה מחוקקי, מואב שיר רחצי, על אדום אשליך מעלי, על אפלשת את רועה. מי יובילני עיר מבצר? מי נחני עד אדום? הלא אלוהים זנחתנו, ולא תצא אלוהים בצבעותינו. הבה לנו עזרת מבצר, ושב תשועת אדם. באלוהים מעשה חיל, והוא יבוס צרנו.
Everything takes So here, the Midrash, the Hebrew Midrash, the study. Midrash is a Hebraic term, scriptural term. It's referring to the study. So here, study of today, Psalm 108, right here, linking up some of the points we just briefly addressed when we went through the world of Harik, like the Wadada, Yedidia, you know, yeah, and also the Chayil point right here. Yes, I, give ear.
And here, Shema'a, Yisra, here, O Israel. The Midrash is today.
Yes, the Wadada. What a joke, Yedidideka, Yedidideka, Wadada, yes sir.
Take us away from Africa, with your intention to steal our culture. The good for the first by and say, humble yourself, my little one, humble yourself, my children, humble yourself. Oh, my brother, Wadada. While you're the Nile,
Wadada,
whoa,
Wadada,
me loving Africa,
Wadada,
love by the ocean,
Wadada,
my interpretation, love universe,
Wadada,
whoa,
Wadada,
loving Africa, loving America, loving Canada. Children, humble yourself, my little one, humble yourself. Oh, my brother, Iti,
Wadada, oh, Wadada,
while you're the Nile,
Wadada, oh, Wadada,
me loving Africa,
Wadada, oh, Wadada,
love universally. My interpretation, love universally. Love in Africa, love in America, love in Canada, Wadada,
whoa, Wadada,
love Wadada, Wadada.
Psalm 108.
Whoa,
oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory.
Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand, and answer me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, who hast cast us off? And wilt not thou, O God, go forth with our hosts? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly. For he it is that shall tread down our and 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 tread down our.
Food shelter and clothes. Why I ever give time, give time to highly, highly, highly Wadada. Whoa, Wadada. Who highly and highly Wadada. Whoa.
Mizmor Kufhet Shir Mizmor Le David. Nachon Libi Elohim. Ashira va'azamera afkevodi, ura hanevel vechinor, aira shahar, odecha va'amim adonai, va'azamercha vale'umim, ki gadol me'al shamayim hasdecha, ve'ad shehakim amittecha. Ruma al shamayim Elohim, ve'al kol ha'aretz kevodecha. Lema'an yihalletzun yedidecha, הושיעה ימינך וענני. אלוהים דיבר בקודשו, העלוזה אכל לך שכם, ועמק סוכות עמדת. לי גלעד, לי מנשה, ואפרים מעוז ראשי. יהודה מחוקקי, מואב סיר רחצי, על אדום אשליך נעלי, על אפלשת את רועה. מי יובילני עיר מבצר? מי נחני עד אדום? הלא אלוהים זנחתנו, ולא תצא אלוהים בצבאותינו. הבה לנו עזרת מצר, ושב תשועת אדם. באלוהים נעשה חיל, והוא יבוס צרנו.
መዝሙር 107 በቅንፍ 108 የዳዊት የምስጋና መዝሙር። ልቤ ጽኑ ነው አቤቱ ልቤ ጽኑ ነው እቀኛለሁ በክብሬም መዘምራለሁ በገና ሆይ ተነስ መሰንቆ እኔም ማልጄ እነሳለሁ አቤቱ ባህዛብ መካከላ መሰግነሃለሁ በወገኖችም መካከል ዘምርልሃለሁ ምህረት በሰማይ ላይ ታላቅ ናትና እውነትህም እስከ ደመናት ድረስ ነውና አቤቱ በሰማያት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ በል ክብርህም በምድር ሁሉ ላይ ይሁን ወዳጆችህ ይድኑ ዘንድ በቀኝ ሀድን አድምጠኝ
rewind on
goes away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. The good for the past by instead. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, Iti.
Mazmur, Mato Sabat, Bekendis, Mato Sabat. የዳዊት የምስጋና መዝሙር ልቤ ጽኑ ነው አቤቱ ልቤ ጽኑ ነው እቀኛለሁ በክብሬም ዘምራል በገና ሆይ ተነስ መሰንቆም እኔም ማልጄ እነሳል አቤቱ ባህዛብ መካከል አመሰግናለሁ በወገኖችም መካከል ዘምርልሃለሁ ምህረትህ በሰማይ ላይ ታላቅ ናትና እውነትህም እስከ ደመናት ድረስ ነውና አቤቱ በሰማያት ላይ ከፍ ከፍ በል ክብርህም በምድር ሁሉ ላይ ትሁን ወዳጆችህ ይድኑ ዘንድ በቀኝህ አድን አድምጠኝ እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ተናገረ ደስ ይለኛል ሴኬምንም ካፈላል የሱኮትንም ሸለቆ ሰፍራል ገለአድ የኔ ነው ምናሴም የኔ ነው ኤፍሬም የራሴ መጠጊያ ነው ይሁዳ ንጉሴ ነው ሞአብ መታጠቢያዬ ነው በኤዶሚያስ ላይም ጫማዬን ዘረጋል ፍልስጤም ገዙልኝ ወደ ጽኑ ከተማ ማን ይወስደኛል ማንስ እስከ ኤዶሚያስ ይመራኛል አቤቱ የጣልከን አንተ አይደለህምን አምላክ ሆይ ከሰራዊታችን ጋር አትወጣ በመከራችን ረድኤትን ስጠን የሰው ማዳን ከንቱ በእግዚአብሔር ኃይልን እናደርጋለን እርሱም የሚያስጨንቁንን ያዋርዳቸው
Psalm 108
Mizmor Kufhet Shir Mizmor LeDavid
O God, my heart is fixed.
Nachon libi Elohim Elohim
I will sing and give praise even with my glory.
Ashira va azamera aptevodi.
Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand, and answer me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem, and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, who hast cast us off? And wilt not thou, O God, go forth with our hosts? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our retreat, 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 tread down our retreat,
The whole place is due for
help, help, help,
help, help, help, help,
help, help.
Here, here, here. Basic Hebrew. Here, here, here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Israel. 1 to 22.
Abba da da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na sa, a pa sa ka ra sha ta. Again. Basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1 to 22. Abba da da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na sa, a pa sa ka ra sha ta. Ta. A, aleph. Ba, bait. Ga, gimel. Da, dalet. Ha, hey. Wa, wow. Za, zain. Ha, chet. Ta, tet. Ya, yod. Ka, kaf. La, lamed. Ma, bain. Na, nun. Sa, samech. A, oin. Pa, pei. Sa, sadai. Ka, kof. Ra, resh. Sha, shin. Ta, tau. 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 Abba gada ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na, sa a pa ta, ka ra sha ta, 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 ta.
Hebrew boy, everything takes time.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel. The Midrash is today's psalm. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel. The Midrash is today's psalm. Mizmor Kof Chet. Mizmor Kof Chet. Psalm 108. Hear, a Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, which is theme Thanksgiving and Prayer. Thanksgiving and Prayer. Mizmor Kof Chet. Psalm CVIII, Psalm 108, a psalm of David. My heart is prepared, O God. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises. I will sing Isis. Shir Mizmor Le David. Nakon Li Bi Eli. Ashira Wa Izamra Af Kuf Kuf Bodi Bodi Bodi. Even with my glory. Hear. Opening words, the first two verses Hebraically, Mizmor Kof Chet, the Aleph and the Beit verses, according to the Hebrew. In the KJV, it's a superscription, is the first verse in the Hebrew. The verse that reads, a psalm of David. Shir, song. Mizmor, psalm, chant, Isis, intonation. Shir, Mizmor, le David. A psalm, Isis, of David, the well-beloved. Nakon, libi Elohim. My heart, libi, is prepared. Nakon, libi Elohim. Oh, Elohim. Oh, power. True good, true God, Elohim. I will sing. Ashira. I will sing. Yay. Wa izamra. Wa izamra. And I will sing praises. Izamra. From Zamar, Zemre, to chant Isis. Shir, Mizmor, Lidawi. Nakon, Libi Elohim. Ashira. Wa izamra. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says, even in Daniel. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 3, and I set my face to the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications. And I set my face to the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications. Wa etna etapanaya il Adonai ha Elohim le vakesh tefila wa tachanunim. And I set my face, wa etna etapanai, and I set my face, wa etna etapanai, I set panai, my face, il Adonai, to Adonai, ha Elohim, to Adonai, the sovereign, to Adonai, ha Elohim, the Elohim, ha Elohim, ha Elohim, the power. Wa etna etapanai il Adonai ha Elohim. Le vakesh, to seek. Le vakesh, to seek. Tefillah, to seek tefillah, to seek tefillah, prayer, to seek prayer, live akesha tefillah, with tachnunim, and supplications, tachnunim. Is not prayer the same as supplication? But is not prayer the same as supplication? Is tefillah the same as tachnunim, as supplications? The distinction between them is this. Righteous men, the tzadikim, righteous men first incline themselves toward HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, toward the Holy One, the set-apart one, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, so that He will listen to their prayers. And so our Rebbanim, our scholars of Torah, the rabbis taught, a man must begin to pray only in a mood of humility, not in a mood of frivolity, nor in a mood of lightness, nor in a mood of banter, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that the Holy One, blessed be He, will listen to tefillato, to His prayer, to selotu, to tefillato, to His prayer. For in saying, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18, then David HaMelech, David the king, went in and sat lifnei Yahuwah and sat before Jehovah. Does Scripture mean that sitting is permitted in the presence, in the face, the perception before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy One, the set-apart one, the sanctified one, the Hila, the hallowed one, the set-apart, the Isis, the Isla one, blessed be He? Does this mean that sitting is permitted in the presence of the Holy One, blessed be He? Does not a man pray only in a standing position, the Amida? As it is said, even in Psalm 106, Hebraically at the 30th verse, then stood up Phinehas and prayed. Waya'emod Pinchas, Waya'falel, then stood up. Waya'emod, and stood up. Pinchas, Phinehas, Pinchas, Waya'falel, and wrought judgment, or and prayed. Sometimes translated as, then stood up Phinehas and wrought judgment. But directly in the Hebrew, Waya'emod Pinchas, Waya'falel, then stood up, Waya'emod Pinchas, wa and Yifalel, and prayed. Aich, how then can it be said, then David, sat before the Lord. Vayavo Hamelech David. Vayavo Hamelech David. And David went in. Vayavo Hamelech David. And David the king. Hamelech David. And the king David went in. Vayeshev lifnei Yahuwah. So then, how can it be said, then David, Vayavo Hamelech David, sat before Jehovah, sat before He be who He be. Vayeshev lifnei Yahuwah. What the verse implies, however, is not that he sat, but that he had his heart set to pray. What the verse even here in 2 Shemuel, the first part of verse 18 of 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18. Vayavo Hamelech David, and David went in, Vayeshev lifnei Yahuwah, and sat before Yahuwah, He who He be, implies, however, is not that he, David, HaMelech David, David the king, sat, but that he had his heart set to pray. And here, Midrash note here on Psalm Mizmor Kof Chet, Psalm 108, here, to the implication of what it means that he sat before Yahuwah Jehovah is not that he sat, but that he had set his heart to prayer. The pray is brought out in the Midrash to the first psalm, Mizmor Aleph, in the second section of the Midrash Tehillim, Psalm 1.2. Indeed, since he asked at once in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18. Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house? Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house? Wayomer, mi aknoki Adonai Yahweh, umi beti, since he David asked at once. Wayomer, and he said, mi anoki Adonai Yahweh, who am I? Me, who anoki, anoki? I, me anoki, who am I? Me anoki, Adonai Yahweh, O sovereign, he who be, who he be, Adonai Yahweh, Adonai Yahweh, Adonai Yahweh, oh, me, and who or what in translation, but the Hebrew, ooh, and me, and who, beti, ooh, me, beti. Wayomer, mi anoki, Adonai Yahweh, ooh, me, beti,
me, beti,
me, beti.
His
me,
humility,
beti,
his humility means that he had prayed, he had prepared his heart for prayer, libo, his heart for prayer, hartika, as is said, even in the 10th Psalm, Psalm 10, Hebraically at the 17th verse, where it reads, thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou, the eye, wilt cause thine ear, the eye ear, to attend. Takin libam, takshib azaneka. Thou wilt direct, prepare their heart. Takin libam, takin, takin, to prepare, to direct, takin, libam, libam, their lib, libam, takin, libam, takshiv, takshiv, to attend, azneka, to cause to attend, takshiv, azneka, their azin, azneka, azneka, takin, libam, takshiv, azneka, azneka, azneka. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani taught, when you prepare your heart for prayer, for tefillah, for tzelot. When you prepare your heart for prayer, you may be assured that your prayer will be heard by HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, by the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart, the Sanctified One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. For it is said, even in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 45, thou, the eye, wilt prepare their heart, thou wilt cause thine ear to attend, and in 1 Kings, comparing Psalm 10, Hebraically the 17th verse, with 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 45, where it reads, if the people shall pray to Yahweh Jehovah, thou, the eye in heaven, in Shemayim, Shemaiah, will hear their prayer. Scripture also says in Ezra chapter 7, verse 10, for Ezra had prepared his heart, and furthermore, in verse 6 of Ezra chapter 7, verse 6, the king grant him all his requests according to the hand of Yahuwah, Jehovah Elohayo, his Elohim, his power upon him. So too, you find that Hezekiah, who prayed for Israel, it is said, even in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 18, Hezekiah had prayed for them, saying, the good Lord pardon, the good Lord pardon. Ki hitapalela ye chizekiyahu elehem lemor Yahuwah hatob. For Hezekiah had prayed for them. Ki hitapalela ye chizekiyahu elehem, saying, lemor Yahuwah hatob, Jehovah the good. He who be, who he be, hatob. Ye kaper be'ada. Ye kaper be'ada. Pardon. Ye kaper be'ada. Ki yahita palela ye chizak yao elehem. Lemor Yahuwah hatob. Ye kaper be'ada. But before he prayed, he had prepared his heart. But before he prayed, he prepared his heart, as is said, even in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 19, he prepared his whole heart to seek God, the Lord, the God of his fathers, the God of his patriarchs. kola lebabo hekina lidrosha ha Elohim Yahweh Elohea evotayo. He prepared his whole heart to seek the Elohim, the power. Kola lebabo hekina lidrosh ha Elohim Yahweh, he who be who he be, the power, the Elohim of his patriarchs, of his fathers, Yahweh Elohei evotayo. And because he prepared his heart, call his whole, all, levabo hekin, call levabo hekin, and because he prepared his heart, hakadosh baruku, hearken to his prayer, because he prepared his whole heart, call levabo, he prepared hekin, hakadosh baruku, baruch Hashem, hearken to his prayer, and healed the people. Scripture also says, then the priests, the Levites, Halloween, arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and their prayer came up to his holy, his Isla, his set-apart habitation, even to Shemayim, Shemaya, even to the heavens, the place of the celestial waters. David said, accordingly, behold, I shall prepare my heart so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that the Holy One, blessed be He, will hear Tefillati, will hear my prayer. Hence, here, it is said even in today's song, my heart is prepared, O Elohim. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises, I will sing Isis, Nakona Libi Elohim. Ashira wa Zamra. Another targum, another interpretation of my heart is prepared, O Elohim, Nakon Libi Elohim, nakon libi, Elohim, nakon prepared, libi, my heart, Elohim, O power. David said, I shall prepare my heart as aishent, as incense. I shall prepare, libi, my heart as aishent, as incense. Therefore, it is written even in the 141st Psalm, at the second verse, Hebraically, of the 141st Psalm, let my prayer be prepared as incense before thee I. Let my prayer be prepared, be set forth, be prepared as incense, as aishens, before thee I. Tikon tifilati kitoreta lifanecha. May my prayer tifilati be set forth, be prepared as incense, as kitoret, as aishens, Lit faneka, before the eye, in thy face, in thy perception. Tikon tifilati, kitoreta lefaneka. Hakadosh baruku, the Holy One, blessed be He. Answer Dawid, thou, the eye, has prepared for thy prayer. Therefore, I shall prepare thy throne. I shall prepare thy throne. As is said even in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16. Where it reads, and thy house, and thy kingdom, thy government, shall be made sure forever, for ever, before thee, before the eye. Thy throne shall be prepared forever, for ever. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises, Isis, even with my glory. Ashira wa izamra afa kvodi, af kvodi. Even with kavodi, even with my glory. David said, I will sing on account of the glory that the eye has given, as is said, who am I? Mi anoki, Adonai Yahweh, O sovereign, he who be, who he be, and mi beti, and what is my house that thou, the eye, has brought me hither, that the eye has brought I here, in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18. That is, brought I to my kingship. Hence my glory, kabod. Therefore, I have not been sleeping, but have awaked the dawn with psaltery and harp, as is said even in today's psalm, here in Mizmor Kof Chet, in Psalm 108, awake, psaltery and harp. I will awake the dawn. Awake, psaltery and harp. Ura, ha nevel, we kinor, awake, urah, awake, urah, urah, awake, psaltery, and harp. Hanavel we kinor, I will awake the dawn. Aira shachar, aira shachar, aira shachar. Urah, hanavel we kinor, aira shachar, awake, psaltery and harp, I will awake the dawn. Urah, urah. David went on. Never has dawn come upon me and found me asleep. Never has dawn come upon me and found me asleep. For I am wont, I am wont to awake the dawn. Aira shachar. Hence, here, he said, I will awake the dawn. Aira shachar. Aira, I will awake. Aira shachar. Shachar, I will awake the shachar. I will awake the dawn. And also, in Psalm 119, at the 62nd verse, Psalm 119, verse 62, at midnight, I will rise to give thanks to the eye. At midnight, I will arise to give thanks. Yangfu Isis eye, Isis to the eye. At midnight, Chitzot, 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 Laila, Chitzot, Laila, midnight, Chitzot, Laila. Akum le hodot lak, le hodot, to give eyes as thanks and praise, stretch off my hands to the eye, chitzot, chitzot laila. Akum le hodot lak, at midnight I will rise up to give thanks, young for eyes to the eye, and further, in Psalm 119 at the 147th verse, I rose early at dawn and cried. I rose early. Ki damti, ki damti, ki damti. Va neshef, ba neshef, ba neshef, ba neshef at dawn. Wa ishawea, wa ishawea, wa and ishawea, ishawea, and shouted ishawea, and cried out, called out to say to shout ishawea, and shout ishawea. Kidamti va neshef wa ishawea, I rose early at dawn wa and ishawea, and cried out and called out and shouted ishawea. I will give thanks to the eye, O Lord, among the peoples. O deka va amim Yahuwah. O deka, I will give thanks, stretch forth the hands, I will give thanks, young for eyes. O deka, ba'amim, 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 amongst the peoples, Yahuwah, O he who be, who he be. Lamaze, for what reason? Because, according to the words of today's psalm, he breaks the fifth verse, thy mercy is great above the heavens. Why will I do this? For, because thy mercy, Ki gadola me ala shamayim chasteka, 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 the chasteka, the eye chesed chasteka, the eye loving kindness, the eye's grace, chasteka, the eye male loving kindness, the eye male grace, chasteka is great. Ki gadol, ki for gadol, for big, for big up, for great, for important. Ki gadol me al shamayim. May from all from above, may all from above, may all shamayim. Ki gadola me Allah shamayim chasdeka. For thy chesed, thy loving kindness, thy mercy, thy grace is great above the shamayim. Mercy, chesed, chesed, mercy on my behalf that reaches to shamayim, that reaches to the heavens, the place of the celestial waters. For I was fearful, I was anxious, aggy, fearful, because of chatati, my sin, my uckery, my fokery, and thou, the eye, discomfort me, and the eye did comfort I, and this show me mercy, and this show I chesed, grace, loving kindness. For even thus, like this, Scripture says in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verses 24 to 25, Scripture reads, and David comforted Bathsheba, Ishto, his wife, and she bore a son. And he sent comfort. He sent comfort. He sent by the hand. He sent comfort by the hand of Nathan, of Nathan, the prophet, Hanabi. And he called his name Yedidiyahu, Yedidiyahu, Wadadaya, Wadadaya, Didaya, Wadada. And he called his name Wadada Yedidiyahu, Yedidiyahu, the beloved of Yah, the beloved of Jah, 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 Jah. Wadada, Yididiyahu, Wadada, Wadada, Yididiyahu, Wadada, Wadadiyahu, 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 Wadadiyahu,
Today's daily song, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter order of Malachi, Sedek, we have Thanksgiving and prayer. Now we have two extracts from earlier psalms in today's daily psalms.
Mizmor kufhet shir mizmor le David. Nachon libi Elohim, ashira va'azamera afkevodi. Ur hanevel vechinor a'ira shahar. עודך ועמים אדוני, ואזמרך בלאומים, כי גדול מעל שמים חסדך, ועד שחקים עמיתך. רומה על שמים אלוהים, ועל כל הארץ כבודך. למען יחלצון ידידך, הושיע ימינך וענני. אלוהים דיבר בקודשו, אעלוזה אחל לך שכם, ועמק סוכות אמדד. לי גלעד, לי מנשה, ואפרים מעוז ראשי. יהודה מחוקקי, מואב סיר רחצי, על אדום אשליך נעלי, על אפלשת את רועה. מי יובילני עיר מבצר? מי נחני עד אדום? הלא אלוהים זנחתנו, ולא תצא אלוהים בצבאותינו. הבה לנו עזרת מצר, ושב תשועת אדם. באלוהים נעשה חיל, והוא יבוס צרינו.
אבא גדה וזכת, יקה למה נשאה. Fa pa sa ka ra sha ta 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 a ba ga da ha wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa sa ka ra sha ta ta ta
again
ta
again
ta
again
ta a ba ga da ha wa za ha ta Ya ka la ma na sa a pa sa ka ra sha ta
ta ta ta
a ba ga da ha wa za ha ta ya ka la ma na sa a pa sa ka ra sha ta
ta ta ta
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat.
Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
Shabbat. Strong. Strong.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Shabbat shalom. Yes, I for the Shabbat. Shabbat. Korach, 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 korach. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Shabbat shalom. Yes, I for the Shabbat. Shabbat. Korach, 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 korach. Sabbath. Korah. Sabbath. Ballhead. Sabbath. Cold. Right, cold, bald head. The meaning of the name Korach. Korach. Get into that as I and I move forward. But here, 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 here. Give ear. Give ear right here. Here, 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 here. This first Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Aliyah for Shabbat. Korach. Send that Korei. B'shem Ha'ab V'Habein V'Ruach Ha'Kadosh Yahuwah Echad. First Aliyah, the Rishon Aliyah, for this 38th sabbatical Torah portion, reading and feeding for this Shabbat strong. Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahat ben Lewi v'Datan v'Abiram b'nei Eliab v'On ben Pelet B'nai Reuven. Here picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called, known as Numbers, the Sefer Bamidbar, 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 Bamidbar. Numbers chapter 16, the years of wandering. Second item, the gainsaying of Korah, the gainsaying of Korach. Now Korah, Korach, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Lewi, and Datan, and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Pelet, son of Reuben, took, man. Vayikach Korach, and Korah took. And they rose up before Moshe, with certain of the Bnei Yisrael, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown, and they gathered themselves together against Moshe and against Aharon, and said to them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the aggregation are holy, every one of them, and the Yahweh is among them. Wherefore then lift ye y'all up yourselves above the congregation, the aggregation of the Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. And when Moshe heard it, he fell upon his face, and he spake to Korach, 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 and to all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Yahweh will shew who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near to him. Even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near to him. This do. Take you censers, Korach and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense, Aishin, in them, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Yahweh doth choose, he shall be holy, 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 holy. Ye take too much upon you, 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 you. Ye sons of Lewi, y'all sons of Levi. And Moshe said to Korach, hear, I pray you, ye, y'all sons of Lewi, seemeth it but a small thing to you, that the Elohim Yisrael, the Elohim of Yisrael, hath separated you from the congregation of Yisrael to bring you near to himself, to do the service of the tabernacle of the Yahweh, and to stand before the congregation, the aggregation, to minister to them. And he hath brought the eye near to him, and all thy brethren, the sons of Lewi, the sons of Levi, with thee.
and seek ye y'all the kahuna, the kahunat, the priesthood also? For which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Yahweh. And what is Aharon that ye that y'all murmur against him? And Moshe sent to call Datan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, we will not come up, 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 up. Is it a small thing, a small thing? Small thing that thou hast brought us up out of a land that, a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of a land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in our Bamidbar in the wilderness, except thou, thy, make thyself altogether a prince over, Hear, 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 Shema, Shema, Israel. Give ear, Rastafari. Give ear and hear, 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 the Sheini. Hear the Sheini, Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. The second Aliyah for this Shabbat, Korach, Senbet, Korei. The Sheini Aliyah. Here, picking up at verse 14, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Numbers, Sefer Bamidbar. Numbers, chapter 16, here at verse 14 for the Sheini Aliyah. Aflo illa eretza zabat chalab u debash ha bi otanu wa titen lanu nachlata sade wa karem ha Aine ha anashim ha hem te na ker lo na ele lo na ele na ele na ele. Here for the Sheini, second Aliyah for this Shabbat Korah. Here picking up for the book of Moses, Numbers chapter 16, verse 14. Moreover, thou hast not brought us into a land that floweth with milk and honey. A land that floweth with chalav u debash, milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards and vineyards and vineyards and vineyards. Wilt thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. Lo na ille, na ille, na ille, na ille, na ille. Lo na ille. We will not aliyah up. And Moshe was very wroth and said to the Yahweh, respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. Moses said to Korah, be thou and all thy company listening to Yahuwah before Jehovah, thou, the I, and they, and Aharon tomorrow, and take every man his censer, and put incense in them, and bring ye y'all, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, every man his censer. 250 censers, thou, the I also, and Aharon, each of you, his censer. And they took every man his censer and put fire in them and laid incense, aishens, thereon and stood in the door, the petach, of the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel LaMoed, with Moshe where Aharon and Korach gathered all the congregation against them to the petach of the Ohel LaMoed, of the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, and the Kabodiyahuah, and the glory of Jehovah appeared to
all the congregation.
To all the congregation.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
Strong.
All of the young. All of the young. Jesus crazy bullet. All of the young. All of the young.
We've got to stay alive. We're gonna chase those.